Hello, I'm George Takei, and mischievous pisser possums are not welcome in these parts. You're listening to Pastor Lindstedt's The Movement Turd.
Is not the Hal Turner Show. Hal Turner is a quarter Jew Mishling who went ahead and got caught zogbotting. And so he went to a federal prison and he got his asshole reamed out by niggers. Now he's in a halfway house and probably still get his asshole reamed out by niggers. No, this is not the fucking Hal Turner Show. Nor is this the Peerless Good Manzer Show, Radio Free Nimtardation. We don't have retarded Manzer and Jew Boy and Wigger Faggot like the intern or the Reverend Boa Cocksucker. Nor is this the Finkel City Show. We don't have Judah Brown Manzer from Mentor and Rabbi Finkel City, the Jersey shitty stick killer, going ahead and reading some Wikipedia articles about Hitler and going ahead and practicing paper preterism. Nor is this the Rabbi Elier Show, where you have a Chicago Shepardic Jew Boy, formerly known as Joseph Stalin, cuss November yapping shit. No, this is the Movement Turd, and also known as the Dick Dick Show. And your host is Pastor Martin Luther Dierzynski Lindstedt. And if you want to call in, and if you dare, call in. Hail victory, folks.
Recorded live.
Greetings, Zogling, Wigger, and Mamzer ass clowns across the fruit and nuts, Zog Plain, in the open air, coast, nut house. We call Zog Babylon the third and the final. But this show, as always, is aimed at the lost and the found sheep of the house of Israel, ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye who did hear Christ's call. Greetings. This is episode number 138 of the Movement Turd. And tonight is the 2nd of September, 2012, and it is what? 8:40, Grandy Central Unstandard Time. Looks like Puppy Dog is growling at Roxy over some sort of thing in another room. Anyway, tonight I'm going to go ahead and call this show The Bowel Movement, Jew Boy vs. Faggot, Internet Radio Civil War. Because that's exactly what you end up having here. Now, somewhere around the first week of August, Mikey Kikey Jukes Calicat Connor Cohen, which is my name for Mike Connor, long story here, but essentially the character acts like a little Jew boy, out to go ahead and control everything. And for whatever reason, he stopped posting new shows to the Voice of Reason, or as I call it, Voice of Retards. Now, Linder, I don't think Linder's more honest, because essentially Linder is, I think, a little Jew boy here, pretending to be a great white nationalist that William Pierce went ahead and set up. Don Black is just after money. Linder isn't so much after money because he has pretty well his bills for VNNF paid for. I mean, he goes ahead and claims he's anti-Jew, but if you go ahead and look and see at the blood, which is, not the blood, but the Internet Inc., which has been shed, he went ahead and banned one of the guys who founded Voice of Retards.
the only one who was worth a shit here. Mishka Nuevo or something like that. I forget which, but it's the only one that went ahead and allowed uncensored comments. Mikey Kaiki, Jeeves Calicat, Connor never did. But anyway, he stopped posting new shows to Voice of Retards, and it goes to show, like I was telling old Peerless Good Mamzer at the very end of the show last night, that, well, I'll just pretty well tell him is that it's come out to a civil war against, Hidden Jew Boys, who ain't very hidden very well anymore, and these internet faggots here. Anyway, this show, this Voice of Retard show was not very much listened to, and nobody really noticed when it somehow got off the air until about the, 27th of August, when Greg Johnson of the New Right, I call them the New Right faggots, went ahead and announced that Robert Stark was going to go ahead and come over from Voice of Retards to Countercurrents Broadcasting. Now, that immediately got everyone's attention. Voice of Retards is down? No more Voice of Retards? It's gone? Well, yes, it's gone. There's no more of it at all. Well, what happened to it? And nobody really knows, but, I see puppy dog. He's laying at my feet right now like a good little puppy dog ought to. After biting you again? Yeah, I heard the little growl fest here. Woman? All right. Well, that's what you get when you're the Charlie of the pack and puppy dog thinks he's the beta dog and he thinks you're the Charlie. Anyway, someone was bitching about little Bells of Pisser Pooker Possum Bane going ahead and nipping her for the second time today. Did puppy dog draw any blood? Okay, then. You just have to go ahead and tell you your place, then, woman. But anyway, he's Poopy the steer dog. Anyway, going on with it here. Where was I? All right. Let's see. Well, guess number eight. If you are bored here, let me just tell you here. You need to head out somewhere else here where you can be entertained better than I can here. I usually don't censor here, but on the other hand, there's something called tard potting. Essentially, the tard is bored. When it wakes up here, I might go ahead and unmute it here. I do believe in tard potting. Going ahead and firing off a few warning shots here against tards. Anyway, let me see here. Well, I mean, essentially what happens is that a few people figured out that Leonard was a Jew. Anyway, let's see. Okay, what the fuck? You got out early, guess number eight. All right, let me see. Where was I? Now, Voice of Retards disappears. It goes away. It's gone. Bye-bye, Voice of Retards. Okay. So then what? Well, since it's gone, I mean, who's going to go ahead and pick up the pieces? Greg Johnson's already picking up the pieces of the one that he likes the best here, who's interviewed him quite a few times. So he goes ahead and he chooses, and there's some rumor that Robert Stark is half a Jew. But in any case, he goes ahead and announces the movement, then goes ahead and announces that he's going to go ahead and find the archives somewhere and put them on Countercurrents. Now, folks, the way Mike Connor, Cohen, ran things here is essentially, it was the same thing as Finkelschini does, the same as a number of these people do, is holler Jew, 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 while in many cases being Jews themselves. Just like on VNNF. Whine and scream about Jews while being Jews. Okay? So, let's see. I'm sort of trying to get onto it. So, immediately, here comes Carolyn Yeager, and she is screeching, how dare Greg you go ahead and take the archives? There ought to be a law against molested or some such thing like that. Well, guess what, Carolyn Yeager? You went ahead and crapped all over Mikey, Mikey Connor. You went ahead and in the middle of May, you went ahead and formed your own little, Voice of Retards clone called the White Network, or as I call it, the Wigger Network. Essentially, you really don't have any say over anything other than your, quote, Heretics Hour, which was on Voice of Retards. That's all. You certainly don't have any claim to Greg Weber's stuff or anybody else's stuff other than your own. But old Finkelsteinite pickle, twat, cunt, believes otherwise. I call her that because she knows full well I went ahead and called in November and told her about William Fink being a criminal who murdered a Puerto Rican prisoner and spent 12 and a half years in prison for it. And essentially, I don't know anything about it. I don't care to know anything about it. She went ahead and knew dang well who I was, and she censored me. This yesterday, during the afternoon show, she has old Finkelsteinite come in, whining and pissing and moaning about the Ashkenazi Defecation League taking down his webpages at 101.com. But she knows full well that Brian Reel, who went ahead and took down my webpage, the third or fourth he took down at 101.com, was back with Fink. She knows full well what Fink is, what he's done, and essentially she's just a hypocritical lying bitch. You also have Alex Linder on there. And what you end up having is the little Jew boy with two ass gates going ahead and whining that he hates Christianity in general and Christian identity in particular. And here he is going ahead and, psychically tapping the same old pickle cunt that Finkelstein's been tapping. I thought Linder was against Christian identity. Well, hey, you get tar corralled if you even mention it. Get banned if you mention my name. What is with that answer? It's just you boys trying to go ahead and pick up the pieces. But the truth of the matter is that unlike 5 years ago when Voice of Retards came in, all you really need is a cell phone or a computer and a Skype connection, an internet connection, or a cell phone or a landline. And you can go ahead and have your very own podcast, just like this one. Now, what I usually do is I go ahead and talk into my $40 old battered MP3 player. And I use WavePad to go ahead and put together. You do not need hardly anything to go ahead and put a podcasting in. What you do is when you go ahead and look at pretty well the software, it's gone from the forum to the moderated blogs. And you can go ahead and have a podcast quite easily. But what you end up having is with Alex Linder, he went ahead and banned this Mishko guy who actually went ahead and founded Voice of, Retards here. He wanted to call it Radio Free Whitelandia, but here comes Peerless Skank, another dodgy character. He changed it to Voice of Reason. And this Mishko was about the only one who went ahead and kept his show's comments open to me in particular. This guy was a real white man who really went ahead and supported free speech for whites. Not Linder. This Mishko came back in because they were talking about him. He went ahead and said his main thing, and Linder went ahead and banned him, accusing him of disloyalty. Voice of Retards was founded against Linder's wishes. He wanted to go ahead and get all the little money for the so-called white nationalist movement of the edgy one. Name the Jew. Well, folks, even John Nutjob has figured out that what? During Passover, Purim Fest, what do they call it here? They used to call it Day of Atonement. What do they call it here? I forget right offhand what they call the Day of Atonement here. Yom Kippur. During Yom Kippur, what they do is that they essentially, a third of Linder's posters leave. You actually had critters playing blonde, blue-eyed Nazis like F.W., Braun, Friedrich W. Braun, F.W. Braun, who essentially went for years whining and whining and whining, and then all of a sudden, at the end of June 2009, said, "I'm tired of all you peckerwoods going ahead and saying something anti-Semitic." Essentially, he was a Jew pretending to be a Nazi for the longest time. That's all Linder is. So it's Linder going ahead and going along with, what's he doing going along with old Carolyn Yeager? Carolyn Yeager says she's no longer Christian Identity. But other people goes ahead and, she won't go ahead and let Jews because she's Christian Identity. Uh-huh. Now, against that are the New Right. What they want to do is that, unlike Pierce, who got a whole bunch of order money, Greggy ain't getting any order money. All he's doing is selling books and trinkets and intellectual rubber goods for the weekend. That's all he's going ahead and trying to sell. What happens, he's far more decent than Linder. Linder, when he talks about loyalty, when he talks about lies, slander, defamation, he does the same way, he does the same reason the Finkelstein does. Same way that Jeremy Miss or a Melanchthon Mamzer does. If you go ahead and say the truth, if you say the truth against them, it's a lie. It's defamation, it's slander. And they're thoroughly justified in shutting you down or censoring you or keeping you from talking. And it gets so far, like Finkelstein did, to going ahead and getting dirty little Mamzer to come in and take down your web pages. And then, 2 years later, not quite 2 years later, here these people come up, they come back again, and they whine like pussies that the ADL supposedly gone ahead and kicked them off from the very self-same web page and hosting company that they went ahead because of, the real Mamzer's of mentors complaints went ahead and got you kicked off of. No, folks, here, there's one standard as they look at for a Jew, another for a white man. Alex Linder makes a big deal about Greg Johnson being a homosexual. But what happens when he does that is when he gets caught snitching, siding with Zog. No, folks, there is indeed a internet civil war between these hidden Jew boys, crouching Mamzers, and the homosexuals, the New Right homosexuals who want to go ahead and sell trinkets. Because guess what? They don't have the order going ahead and giving them money. I mean, I can't imagine Bob Matthews going ahead and giving Greg Johnson any money. Can you? But on the other hand, Matthews went ahead and gave William Pierce $400,000. Went ahead and gave Trader Glenn Miller $250,000, quarter of a million. And essentially did all that money by any loyalty? Hell no. All it went ahead and bought were little phone book fearers who took the money and didn't do a dang thing to go ahead and turn what was really banditry into a cause of revolution. Now, like I want to explain to Newskike, is that this is not bad news here at all. It doesn't take any work at all to go ahead and create a podcast. At all. None. I went ahead and maintained somewhat of a podcast. During the 6 months, I had, pretty well a vacation from the internet. Now, what happens is that it was I still have that secret forum from back then. And when the time came, the forum was restored to whitenationalist.org, and I am on a free speech hoster, which I think is probably actually hosted by a Jew. But on the other hand, I guess it's a Jew who believes in free speech. I don't know. In any case, though, Carolyn Yeager claimed to be anti-Jew. Folks, I want you to go ahead and click on the link here. Like make a real discovery of what? What happens is guest number 8 is probably over gender bender. Folks, all these characters come in and act like I'm going to make a real theological discovery which will go ahead and blow Bertrand Comperet and Wesley Swift out of the water? And the answer is, I'm not going to do such thing. I'm not. No such thing is going to happen. At all. No, folks. Christian identity, theology, did fine before I showed up. See, unlike Finkelstein, a Jew who comes in trying to go ahead and change it, or a Mamzer, an old paper, you know, papist, preterist, you know, Marino Mamzer, like Clifton Emheiser, and Brian Rio, and Eli James. Hey, I'm not out to change Christian identity at all. This show, what this show is about is telling you what is going on. Now, do you expect Carolyn Yeager to go ahead and tell the truth about Greg Johnson? Well, no, she hasn't. She's not going to. Do you expect Greg Johnson to go ahead, and he said he's not going to go ahead and talk too much about Carolyn Yeager. She's just simply the you know, she's sort of like the 2012 winner of Skank Liver. He went ahead and said that Carolyn Yeager plays the equivalent of Survivor, to where essentially they just go ahead and get a few little critters and the pup tents like Hattie the Meerkat and Wiggerswell and Alex Linder, and they go ahead and talk about real purity and they go ahead and vote each other out here. I call it Skank Liver because that's exactly what the hell it was here. Okay? Skank Liver. Folks, neither one's going to go ahead and tell the truth. Now me, I'm going to go ahead and tell my own version of it. If you like it, you can listen. If you don't listen. I don't care. Folks, I don't need anything other than an MP3 player and a cell phone to go ahead and do this show. Folks, there is no limit. There really is no limit to what the hell you say. The only limit is what these characters, these Jews, come in, pretend to be white nationalists, like Bill Fink, like Brian Rio, like Carolyn Yeager, like Alex Linder, and run their little Zogfoss front to where, essentially, you don't get to go ahead and say whatever the hell you want. And they will pursue you across the internet. How many web pages has Greg Johnson taken down? None. In fact, what he was offering to do was go ahead and put up a bunch of Voice of Retards shows. And Carolyn Yeager went ahead and got all huffy about it, even though she really doesn't have any say in it other than whatever she had. She whined like a pussy about how bad Mike Conner was. Well, folks, I think that Mike Conner, toward the end, or most of it, was the only one who was actually minding the store. And since he was a little control freak, he went ahead and would not allow any user comments. So as a result, nobody, I think, was actually bothering to listen to these shows anymore. Not even remotely listening to them. And so it took probably a week or so until this half-Jew, Robert Stark, went ahead and said, hey, look, folks, he's going to go ahead and come over to, Countercurrents Broadcasting from the defunct Voice of Retards. And then all of a sudden, everybody is looking at each other, to their enemies, just like old Genderbender over at One Mamzer now, not two and a half Mamzers, but One Mamzer, goes ahead and looks at what I'm saying on my forum, like Mumpsnut looks at my forum. And what happens is that me, on the other hand, I'm looking, seeing what Finkelstein has to say. I'm looking what, pretty well what Oba Genderbender has to say, what Linder has to say, what Four Fags has to say. Folks, this show is about going ahead and looking at what's actually going on in the movement. And unlike Carolyn Yeager, at least going ahead and letting you see where I'm coming from. So, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a break, and we will be back in a few minutes. Hail victory. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, stupid ways you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build a drop up to the top. the way they run to and fro. And they're always eating crap. I wake up and ride away. Stupid wiggers come to mind. The way they run to and fro. Stupid wiggers you'll never find. If I admit, we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro. Sister wiggers you'll never find. If I admit, we got a wigger problem. Build a cross up to the top. The way they run to and fro. And they're always eating crap. Wiggers keep remembering how good God used to be. Being taught long ago our freedom's memory. If I admit we got a wigger problem, wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro. Took the wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build the drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro. And they're always eating drop. The way they run to and fro. And they're always eating drop. Okay, folks, I went ahead and put, someone's talking about copyrights and patents here. I went ahead and posted something from Carl Denninger, marketticker.org. And if you go ahead and click that link here, you go ahead and find out that essentially Apple has just pretty well just used lawyers to, well, essentially make the point of getting a patent it didn't deserve. Now, I don't know. If you're going to go ahead and allow corporations to do that, let's say they go ahead and make a false claim for damages, I think that corporation ought to get the death penalty. If, like Apple, they do exactly what, you go ahead and see this here little Duke girl looking at this LG tablet computer called the Digital iPad. It has a rectangular form factor, rounded corners, and a graphical user interface complete with windows designed as a media consumption device. Oh, I almost forgot. It ran Linux. And where was this thing invented and first made known to the public? The 2001, it says CEBIT. I guess this was a consumer electronics show here. So what happens is that, you know, he goes ahead and points out the development of the iPhone began in 2004 and the iPad was first introduced in 2010, 9 years later. So essentially, everything that Apple has claimed against Sony was developed by these people called LG Tablet. They went ahead and had the name, the Digital iPad. It had a rectangular form factor. It had all the stuff that Apple did. Now, how do you go ahead and prevent what's called patent trolling? Answer, corporation that does it, death penalty. It gets caught doing it, death penalty. Essentially, its entire stock is liquidated. Essentially, pretty well half of it goes to the government for daring to go ahead. Any lawyers who served it are, well, essentially disbarred. And, folks, I bet that would end patent trolling. Folks, the whole purpose of patent trolling was so that little guys could go ahead and develop an idea that would go ahead and benefit pretty well everyone. Not so some big corporation could play legal games and then go ahead and make billions off of bullshit. You know what I mean? Folks, the French at least have the idea here. They understand full well. They understand full well. Oh, how do you know they wouldn't have been able to get away with doing that with Edison? Edison actually went ahead and sat down, and he was, you know, he had investors, and he still had the Jews go ahead and steal his, what, motion picture camera? Picture camera for movies? Still went ahead and did that. Still went ahead and did recording. The Jews went ahead and stole that. They went as far as they could get away in the lower 48 from what? Oh, New Jersey? Menlo Park, New Jersey? Went to Los Angeles? No, folks. Essentially what we have is you have Jews going ahead and taking the smart Aryan ideas and then stealing them and then going against people who dare to go ahead and use it for their own use here. Same way with, you know, same with the Digital Mamzer Concealment Act here. Folks, all this crap is just that crap. Now, okay, I'm going ahead. Let me see. Hello.
Hey, basically, I guess Russ Walker was with the bed earlier tonight, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically, the white nationalist movement above the ground is pretty much the Mamzer and retard and Jew movement.
Hold on. I went ahead and dropped. You know, went ahead and dropped something here. Let me go ahead and get this thing arranged here. Went ahead and fell. I'm going to go ahead and arrange it so I don't go ahead and, pretty well hit the wrong buttons here. All right, folks, can you hear me? You know, can you hear me, Logan, well now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Frank Wigger hears this. Okay, basically, it's this. What I was saying is the above-ground white nationalist movement is the Mamzer, retard, and Jew movement, pretty much.
Well, what you end up having, I went ahead and, Nimbuster ended up having the stupid, the Reverend Boa cocksucker, yap, 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 yap. He sounded like this idiot who used to be across the fence dozen years ago. He used to have what was called family ties or... with a Tim Allen, essentially he had some, asshole
Michael
who supposedly,
Fox.
Huh?
Michael Fox the Jew.
No. Anyway, this character, he knows it all. He knows it all, and essentially the guy's a complete retard.
Yeah.
So essentially old, Peerless Good Mamzer was essentially talking, and essentially I went ahead and started, pretty well telling about... Essentially, what you have is that things are falling apart in the bowel movement. Now, Voice of Retards just disappeared, just like that. And what shocked me is that nobody really, from my gather, nobody was even listening to it anymore. I mean, I didn't hear a single thing about, hey, what happened to it? Where'd it go? Until the 27th or the 28th of August, to where all of a sudden here's Robert Stark is going to go over to Voice of Retards, not Voice of Retards, but Countercurrents, and pretty well, do a show with Greg Johnson. And immediately here comes Carolyn Yeager whining and pissing and moaning and doing all this other stuff, and it forms a big old thread over on VNN. And essentially, everybody, I guess not Stormfront, because they have their own little internet radio show, and they don't really give a crap. But essentially, it's pretty well known, but it only gets known from what? The 28th, 29th of August till now. So essentially, for the last 4 or 5 days, nobody knew about it. Now it's a big tempest. And here's Carolyn Yeager going ahead and claiming that Greg Johnson is a faggot here. And from my gathering, he is. But on the other hand, he doesn't, the order isn't going to go ahead and give him. They're not around anymore. But if they were around, they're not going to go ahead and give him $400,000 or $500,000 to go ahead and sell his books and trinkets like they did with Pierce, are they? And the answer is no.
Okay, Pierce, I guess Pierce pretended to be see, the order basically got their start with Aryan nations, but then they left Yahweh in the scriptures, and they kind of went into Odin worship.
No, it's not exactly like that. What happens is that, Butler wanted to bring the revolution early, so he formed Aryan nations. He got all these skinheads and bikers and criminal trash, and that pretty well.
You're saying David Lane never was a believer in the Bible ever, because I know when he...
No, he was. He was at one time one of Butler's ministers. Butler ordained him as a minister.
He
ordained Tom Messner as a minister. You know what I mean? But what you end up having by, a couple of years later, Metzger decided that he was an atheist, which he always was. I mean, Metzger believes in Metzger. He doesn't believe in Yahweh or God. He believes in himself. And pretty well, David Lane decided to go ahead and bring up wokeism. And pretty well, by this time, about half the order was Christian identity, and the other half was wokeist or atheist or the rest of them, and pretty well where Bob Matthews went wrong. One thing went wrong is during at the armored car robbery, went ahead and left his pistol there, and they found found the serial number and his fingerprints. They found that out, but also you end up having a bunch of Anglo mestizos from the from Pierce's group, criminals, and they went ahead and Tom Martinez turned on Bob Matthew as well here. So essentially, the worst part of it was you end up having these Pierce tarts. And what they don't like admitting, but they have to admit, is that Pierce got a lot of money. Covington said $300,000. Cat Gillane went ahead and said $400,000.
I believe $400,000 because, Pierce... It takes a lot of money to develop an organization like the National Alliance, and he had a lot of... I don't know if William Pierce had good intentions starting out, but he kind of got... I think he kind of screwed up after he got the money.
No, what happens is that Pierce essentially lived in these... in these digs in Arlington, Virginia, across from Niggertown, across the Potomac. Essentially, he lived in a bad neighborhood, and pretty well, from what I gather, he was, trying to go ahead and form a compound or something here. And from what I gather, Bob Matthews came in, and Zilla Craig seen him handing a bag full of money to Pierce. Next day, Pierce went down and paid $90,000 on the note. Now, you have had the meerkat go ahead and claiming, no, that didn't happen. And Don Pauly says, come on, Hadding, you idiot. Who the hell do you think you are kidding? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, folks, everybody knows that Pierce got this money. Now, what happens is that Greg Johnson isn't going to get this money. So how's he going to go ahead and pay for his, quote, new right thing here? And the answer, he's going to go ahead and put it up. He's going to go ahead and sell trinkets.
Greg Johnson's a joke. Anybody that's a mongrel, a Jew, a retard, most of your white nationalists now don't even believe in the Bible or Yahweh. They're just white power.
What happens to Greg Johnson, from my guy, he isn't stupid. He's just, he talks about New Right, and everybody, every time, New Right out of San Francisco, Crisco, and everybody thinks he's a faggot, okay? So generally, that's the reason for the title here.
New Right, basically. The Jews are taking over the movement,
Well, the Jews are trying to go ahead and not take over the movement. They're trying to take over the movement. They're trying to control the movement. Whereas Greg Johnson, you don't have to go ahead and buy his books, do you? You don't have to go ahead.
I've been Greg Johnson. I'm not saying he's a Jew, but I don't know if he's pure white or not. I know Mark. I know Robert Stark and Mark Weber are Jews, and
okay.
I'm not saying Greg Johnson's a Jew, but he could be a model. I mean,
everybody agrees he's a faggot. Okay. I mean, he's not exactly somebody who you want to go ahead and, you know, invite over for the Feast of Tabernacles, okay? That should be understood, right? Okay?
Yeah, because the thing is, the majority of white nationalists, whether they're pure white or whether they're faggots, even if they're pure white, the thing is, if they're like Tom Metzger, they don't believe in Yahweh. I used to talk to Tom Metzger all the time on emails. I called him up a couple of times. He's a real nice guy, but he absolutely denies the majority of the Bible. He doesn't believe in Yahweh anymore.
Who, Metzger?
I talked to him, and he I don't know if you want to call him an atheist or what, but he does not believe in Yahweh.
Metzger?
He don't believe.
Oh, you're talking about Tom Metzger? I don't have the problem with him that Covington does. I have heard that if you send money to his P.O. box, he'll go ahead and take your name and give it to Morris D's, and Morris D's gets half because of this beat-down nigger in Portland. I don't know about that or not. I don't send Metzger any money, so what difference does it make to me?
The thing is, if I invited Tom Metzger, or if I even invited the guy who used to sit out in Washington, what's his name? The guy that has the 1,000 awards, what's his name?
Who? Oh, Covington?
Harold Covington and Tom Metzger, neither one are going to keep the Feast of Tabernacles.
Okay.
I mean, neither one.
All right. So I don't have a problem. Metzger doesn't pretend to be Christian identity anymore. Covington, Covington doesn't pretend to be Christian identity.
He
so
was William Potter Dale, though, at one time he was.
Okay.
One time, Metzger and William Potter Dale were good friends, so at least he's heard the identity message. He just
Metzger did. I said he was ordained by Butler for a couple of years. He was actually ordained by Butler for a couple of years. Okay.
Okay.
He used to be friends with Butler, but he decided he wasn't going to be Chris Sundetti anymore, which is what it should be. I mean, he really isn't Chris Sundetti. So if you're not Chris Sundetti, don't pretend to be Chris Sundetti.
Okay, Mark, I want to ask
you
something. Sure. If you live Yahweh, if you say Yahweh and the laws are done away with, and you don't believe in Yahweh, you don't believe in the scriptures, then what the hell is the truth then? Come on.
But Logan, how are you going to go ahead and bring somebody who doesn't believe in Yahweh or Christ or anything? Yeah, are you going to try to force them to believe?
No, that's the thing, though. But see, their mentality, I don't think Musker's a model. I don't even think he's a government agent. Okay. I don't see how, if you're a white man, you can believe the truth.
He didn't have any problem with it. So, you already said that he's a white man. He doesn't believe in the Christian identity truth.
I've seen a picture of him. I don't see any.
Well, he's a bald old coot here. From why he's an atheist. That's why I don't usually talk about Metzger, because Metzger, as far as I'm concerned, is not causing any trouble. You know what I mean? He's certainly not causing trouble for Christian identity. So, usually his name doesn't come up here. Okay? Second of all,
a lone wolf mentality. A lone wolf is not going to take a bunch of other people down with them. A lone wolf is going to act alone in small cells, and whatever they do for good or for evil, they're not going to hurt anybody else. And I totally agree with some things that he teaches. It's just that, the white race is, for the majority of them, they're just really sick, and they don't have a clue, especially the Wiggers who have no racial pride at all and no love for Yahweh or any of the truth. Basically, we have such a Wigger problem, Martin, that I try to wake Wiggers up, but the majority of them don't want to listen, so maybe they're Mongols. Maybe they love the world, and they love money, maybe they love their cute wife or their cute kids, or or their Jew friends more than they love Yahweh. You know, I've met a bunch of so-called white people like that, so that's fine.
Okay.
They make their choice.
Yahweh said,
if you're not willing to give the world up for him and for his truth, then you're not worthy of him. So, you know, am I right or wrong on that?
Well, I agree. The thing about it is the vast majority of people, you know, I mean, I don't worry about people who don't claim to be Christian identity. I don't worry about them at all. The reason I don't worry about them at all is, well,
I don't
worry, you know,
I don't
mean,
worry about Greg Johnson. I don't worry about Carolyn Yeager.
I keep an eye on Carolyn Yeager. I mean, essentially, Carolyn Yeager is claiming to be Christian identity on one side, and then on the other, and then she's claiming that she doesn't like Jews, and it is pretty well an understanding that this, Ken Stoffel, who essentially is running a web page. I've heard, I think I went ahead and looked at his...
married to a Jew. He admitted on the radio. I've got it down.
Yeah, well, I went ahead, he admitted on the 27th Heretic Hour, he went ahead and admitted that, you know, he was married to a Jewess and that his kids were quarter Jews, and he went ahead and said, is that true?
But
you're white nationalist...
That even though his wife was born a Jew, that she was a good Jew because she was anti-Zionist. That's the bullshit he said.
Yeah. So, in any case, what happens, he's gone ahead and admitted that, you know, he's married to a Jew, and the white nationalists, you know, are legitimate saying that they don't trust him. Okay? So in other words, essentially here, you know, here's Carolyn Yeager. She goes ahead and hears this, and she doesn't have anything to say. And then later on, last night or today, she goes ahead. She gets all pissed off because somebody on VNNF goes ahead and says that essentially that her, co-host is a Jew or married to Jews or something like that. Oh, that's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie. Well, hey, she heard. She heard less than a week ago on the 27th him saying that, he was married to a Jewess. You know what I mean? So Carolyn Yeager is a liar. She's a censor. She's a liar. I mean, that's exactly what the hell she is here. You understand what I mean? And, here comes little Hadding, I think it is, who says, well, Fink is a Jew name. Well, Fink goes ahead and admits, that he has a Jew name. Well, Fink's a Jew. I mean, Fink is a Jew, and here is this character, going ahead, and essentially she's all pissy because Greg Johnson wants to go ahead and scoop up these voice of retard hosts and go ahead and create his own little private, podcasting system here. Now, on the other hand, I don't think that there's any chance in hell that essentially he's going to pick up the movement turd. You know what I mean? I don't think there's much chance of that here. In fact, I think there's, practically none. But on the, folks, I go ahead and have control over my own show here. When Brian Rio took me down on TalkShoe, Harold Covington sent me an email and says, well, that's why I've never wanted to go ahead and take my finger off the button here. I want to control my own podcast. And Harold Covington controls his own podcast. I don't think he's going to go ahead and be a host on, on Countercurrents. Now, on the other hand, he probably isn't going to have a bit of problem if Greg Johnson wants to go ahead and put old issues of Radio Free Northwest up there, because essentially, as he looks at it, well, why not? But, folks, I mean, let's see. My podcast and 16 KPS amount to what? Oh, around 5, maybe 6 gigabytes. What happens, my current hosting plan essentially right now allows me 150 gigabytes. So what happens is I got about another 5 years of podcasting by myself to go ahead and put up before I need to expand my hosting. On the other hand, on TalkShoe, I probably end up having, probably about the same thing, at least 5 gigabytes now on TalkShoe. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, in any case here, there is no shortage. There is no shortage of bandwidth or anything like that. And Alex Slender was telling the truth when he went ahead and said, well, folks, anybody with a microphone and a computer can go ahead and have a show. What is lacking, essentially, is truth. What is lacking is being able to go ahead and tell the truth. Now, here comes this guy who actually did form one of the founders of Voice of Retards, this guy named Mishko, whatever the last name was, Novello or whatever, and he goes ahead and he makes all four posts and gets banned for lack of loyalty by Lender. And he didn't say a single thing about Lender other than, look, Lender, you're not a good administrator, you're not really a good speaker, you're not really good at anything other than getting, essentially running around and whipping up the tars, and he's not that good. You know what I mean? And back when I was friends with Victor Switzer, he said that Lender's lack of work ethic pretty well made sure it was, you know, Lender insisted that he had to control everything, and Lender's lack of work ethic pretty well finished up, Goy Fire or whatever. So you have these people, you know, you have these people, and they're making a big deal about, well, essentially, Tan Stoffel being married to a Jewess. Now, are they going to go ahead and look into Lender's actual, well, ancestry? And the answer is hell no here, because they'll be gone if they do. We both know that, don't we?
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyway.
Well, you know, basically, Lender never has really claimed, he claims to be white power. He's never claimed to be identity. He's never claimed to live.
Oh, he hates identity. He hates identity, but what's funny is that now he goes ahead and doesn't have a problem with Carolyn Yeager going ahead and having Finkelschini. And essentially, Finkelschini was his rude, ass clown self, of course. And what happens, though, is that Carolyn didn't dare go ahead and screech against him. She was showing up on his Friday night show, and then, you know, he showed up on her Saturday night show, and then they had the Brian Rio show. And this is just after Finkelschini goes ahead and whines about how he's going to go ahead and sue the ADL and 1in1.com for kicking his web pages off.
Hey, let me ask you something. I've never heard Carolyn Yeager talk about her history about when she supposedly came a white nationalist, and she claims to be a heretic, so, you know, she says she's a Christian. I've never heard her claim to be identity.
Well, she goes ahead, she claims, if you go ahead and look at the last thing, she claims she's not Christian identity now. Okay?
Well, she never was identity because of you.
Well, she pretend to be, because here she, you know, here she is ovulating the thing. I don't think she's really Christian.
I don't consider Frank to be identity. I mean, hell, he's just a damn Jew pretending to be white. So, what I mean, basically, what the hell would you consider?
My point exactly. What happens with Frank, a Jew, who goes ahead and censors people here, whines about lies, defamation, slander, and that's the excuse they use to take down my web pages, but I don't go ahead and defame anyone. Well, he has old Zogbots.org, which pretty well defames everyone to, you know, to pretty well. I mean, if I went ahead and used the same characteristics that Lender and Fink did about what they write about me, why, hey, I mean, they said a lot worse things about me than I said about them, or at least the same. You know what I mean? But you will not see me going ahead and making a little DMCA complaint against Fink, or Eli James, or Brian Rio, or any of these tards, will you? No. Why not? And the answer is that, as I look at it, they, you know, even though that they are the children of the devil, they serve Yahweh's design by making, essentially, fooling Uyghurs and leading them into perdition so that heaven will not be crowded with Uyghur drones. They do Yahweh's will. If Yahweh didn't want the things the way they are now, he would have gone ahead and put Satan in the pit for forever. And you go ahead and essentially 1,000 plus 7 plus however many years to start a great tribulation from now, Satan will be turned loose And pretty well you'll have all these figures going ahead who had 1,000 years of life without Satan, and they immediately will rebel against Yahweh and they will be destroyed. You got to understand is that the vast majority of figures are just simply idiots. Right?
I agree with that.
Okay. So, anyway.
So what else is going on?
Well, I want to go ahead and talk about Carolyn Yeager and the rest here. Essentially, Carolyn Yeager's co-host, Tom Stoffel, I'd have to go ahead and dig up his post here. It was in a blog. Essentially, he admitted that he wasn't quite white. And he admitted in 2010 that he was married to a Jew. And on the 27th of August, I have a 4-minute clip. Essentially, he admits that he is married to a Jewess. He has Jew kids. And that he would understand if no white nationalist would go ahead and trust him. And Carolyn Yeager, I guess, is sort of shocked, but she isn't going to go ahead and ditch old Tan Stoffel because he's married to a Jew. She just goes ahead and says right and goes ahead and changes the subject to something else. You know what I mean? So does Carolyn Yeager really have a problem with Jews? Because, hey, she's interviewing Linda, who everybody thinks is a Jew, because she's going ahead and listening. She's listening. Okay, all right. Alright, you know, or she's interviewing Finkelschini when she knows damn well that Finkelschini has deliberately gone ahead and censored, you know, web pages. They still have Brian Rio, who took down web pages and listened about setting up an ADL counterpart for Wiggers. Well, that's not going to happen now, is it? Not going to happen at all.
So, here's the thing. She'll censor you. Carolyn Yeager will censor you and won't let you bring up the truth about William Fink, but then she interviews all these damn hook-nosed Jews and she pretends that they're white. I mean, come on. She has no discernment.
She has discernment. She has discernment. She can smell dissent coming a long, 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 long ways away. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, Tad Staple admitted on her show that his wife was a Jew, but that she was a good Jew, that she fought against Zionism. And Carolyn Yeager didn't say anything about it. Oh, that's great. Tad Staple, you know, you're a great guy. You got Mongol Jew kids. You got a few wives. And they converted to Christianity, just like Brother Nathaniel Kapner. They're good Jews.
Yeah.
Come on. As far as Carolyn Yeager's concerned, she pretends like Judaism is just a religion and it's not a race. Basically, that's what she's saying.
Mm-hmm. Exactly what she's saying. So, in any case, you end up having a lot of this behavior here within the Mao movement. Anyway, let's see how long I've been yakking here, and we'll go ahead and, let's see, 30 minutes? Can we go ahead and take about a 2-minute break?
Sounds good.
All right. Folks, we're going to take a 2-minute break. Hail victory. Sex,
Klansman, a Southern Democrat. Long white sheets and funny looking hats singing songs, song of the South. Whoop a nigger's ass and burn his house. Gone, gone with the wind. Ain't no nigger talking back again.
Okay, folks, we're back. I went ahead and saved the chat. I went ahead and posted what I thought would, let's see, Ryan's exited time in prison. Well, hey, what was that about? Ryan, this Paul Ryan's,
Basically, it's admitted that not only did he date his high school sweetheart, was a black, but his brother is married to a black currently, so he has a black sister-in-law, and he claims that his black girlfriend in college that he almost married, that she taught him all about racism and showed him how white people are racist, and it taught him to be a more sensitive and caring so-called white man. But this Paul Ryan doesn't look like he's pure white. If you look at his nose real good, I have serious questions about, maybe he's a Mongol, maybe he's a Jew. But, so basically, his ex-girlfriend, she cheated her company out of $77,000. Yeah, wire fraud. She tried to steal, embezzle. So I guess she went to jail for that.
Okay. Anyway, let's see. I went ahead and I tried to post something about how Apple, pretty well went against the Koreans and Samsung Koreans for having a rounded tablet here, which makes sense here. I mean, why would one be, why would one have sharp edge here, and why wouldn't it look the way it does? And essentially, Apple did not invent the graphical user interface, did not invent the mouse, didn't invent a number of things, but some company had in 2001 a product which looks a lot like an iPad, which ran on Linux, and essentially they called it the digital iPad. And here, here is Apple going ahead and patent trolling, and going ahead supposedly winning $1 billion from, essentially from this park, from this jury in Silicon Valley here. Now I sort of think they probably bought off. I think it was altogether a bogus, thing here, and this guy from Market Ticker went ahead and showed how essentially, 9 years before...
Are you talking about how Apple sued Samsung in court because they said that Samsung stole all their Android phone ideas off of Apple patents? But basically, Samsung is going to try to fight that in a countersuit. They're going to try to get out of it.
Well, they're going to go ahead and take it on appeal. I mean, essentially, I went ahead and looked this thing on Market Ticker. Folks, I mean, Bill Gates went ahead. He pirated a bunch of software and code from a number of people here, and he claims that he owns it here. Essentially, I used to remember Microsoft getting all mad because I would buy, I bought a copy of Windows 95. For $50 at a computer fair, and it was supposed to be something which went with a computer, and essentially whoever had it went ahead and sold it to me for $50 here. You sold the actual digital copy, but it was to go ahead and be put on a different OEM machine, Windows 95, and the character was whining and pissing and bitching and pissing and moaning about that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, what happens is that All these characters who are pulling this sort of game are pulling this sort of game. And also, by the way, this copy, I have a disagreement on the copyrights thing in that what I think in the case of copyrights is that in the case of, copyrights, I think it should be the way the original Constipation did it, to where an author could go ahead and get, for 14 years a copyright, and he could renew it for another 14 years. I mean, the whole purpose of the copyrights is to go ahead and, it says to go ahead and work on the arts and the sciences, And what happens to French, they have it to where essentially it's not a corporation which has ever invented or written or designed anything. It's an actual human being. And, you know, generally niggers don't design anything, you know what I mean? And the chinks design a little bit here, but it's usually a white man that goes ahead and designs it. And the French go ahead and say that essentially they will not go ahead and give a patent or a copyright to a corporation. A human being has to go ahead and apply for that copyright. So therefore, if somebody goes ahead and discovers that he's an employee of a corporation, the patent will be in his name, and essentially he has a job set for life. You know what I mean? Right?
Well, too bad Nikola Tesla was not a scientist in France instead of America, because in America he was working for the GE Westinghouse, and every patent of Nikola Tesla, he got zero credit for. Westinghouse got all the royalties from everything that Tesla invented because that was his employee, and he signed the contract. And like Jews do, they cheat you out of their, you know, basically there's been a lot of white men in America that have invented 200 miles per gallon fish tank carburetors and all these inventions,
mm-hmm.
and they get threatened by the big Jew oil companies, and they, you know, basically tell them that if they try to market this, they're going to murder them and their family. And so, I mean, basically that's the way the Jew operates, you know.
Well, see, my grandmother told me that my dad went ahead and invented a device essentially, it was a homemade device here for mowers, for a sickle, for, I don't know if you've seen these old-time mowers to where they had a little triangular teeth or something like that here. Little triangular teeth which go ahead and come from the power takeoff shaft here of a tractor to go ahead and mow grass down or alfalfa or whatever here. My dad came up with a sort of a homemade scheme to go ahead and put a double mower on. You know what I mean? To go ahead and essentially, you know, just you use double, you know, I mean, essentially cut on either side of, you know, cut on either side of the tractor here. So he went ahead and came up with that, and my grandmother said is that somebody from John Deere came out to the place and looked at it, and they went ahead and made something like that, and they patented it here, you know what I mean? So my dad, he didn't really get what he'd figured out here, you know what I mean? So, anyway, my dad was fairly sharp here, but he sort of thought that the government, you know, he sort of made the mistake of threatening to shoot one of my grandmother's thieving lawyers, and he happened to be a state South Dakota Supreme Court judge, so, you know, he ran his mouth through the FBI, and he didn't need to go to jail, but he did, and pretty well, as far as I'm concerned, they killed him there. So, you know, pretty well, I don't have a problem with a patent being used, but I think it should only go to a person, like the French do. It should only go to a person, and it should only be for a limited number of years. You know what I mean? And any corporation which goes ahead and steals patents or steals whatever, they need to go ahead and be treated harshly. They need to be treated very harshly. I mean, essentially, if Apple pulled that crap and I was running things, essentially Apple would get the death sentence. You know what I mean? Apple would get the death sentence. I mean, come on. I mean, I don't know. Pastor John Britton loves Apple. I don't. I mean, I've never had an Apple, but I've always noticed, you know, like I told him, I said about the cheapest Macintosh you can get costs $1,500. I can buy five 300 low-level Toshiba satellites for that price here.
I agree. The only thing Apple I've ever had, I had an Apple 3G iPhone I had AT&T. It was a great phone, but it was really sensitive. And I got one little drop of water in the charging port,
and instead of replacing the part, they had to replace the whole phone, and then to change the battery out, only a technician could do that, to reset it, to restart it. My Android phone, I can change the battery out myself. I've dropped it 100 times, never faced it. I've got a Samsung Android. It was a lot cheaper. But yeah, I like the Apple. I mean, and when it works, it's great, but it's just really, they make the Apple phones so that only an Apple technician can service it, and like where I live, they've only got one Apple store, like in a 300-mile radius or something. They don't have a lot of them. I mean, and the Samsung phones, you can get them serviced anywhere. So, you know, basically, it's a good product, but it's a lot more expensive to buy to maintain. And like you said, the Toshiba is a lot. You know, you buy five of those for what? One Macintosh?
Well, you can buy five real cheap ones, or you can buy what? Oh, you can go ahead and buy $300-$500 ones here. You know what I mean? And essentially, yeah. Pretty well, you know, my main computer or my second main computer is Toshiba number one, which I bought on October 24th, 2008, nearly 4 years ago. And it has Visa Service Pack 1 on it, and essentially I like it better than my Toshiba 2 with, Visa Service Pack 2, and I like it a lot better than my Compaq. So probably my next computer will be a 17.3-inch laptop, which is the biggest, you know, screen you can have. It's going to be a Toshiba, and it's going to have, 500 gig, hard drive. It's going to have an i3. Dual core, Pentium, and it's going to have 4 megabytes of RAM, and essentially it's going to be about twice the computer the Toshiba number one is. You know what I mean? So, the thing about it is, though, is that I'm not going ahead and having it do a whole bunch of rough stuff or anything like that. So, hey, no problem. You understand what I mean? I'm not having a problem with it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
So, anyway, this Apple stuff, I mean, I always said it was for people with more dollars and cents here. You end up having a whole bunch of people who think they're hip because they, are smarter or whatever because they have an Apple. And essentially, if you end up, going ahead and having an Apple instead of, say, a well-running, PC, I mean, I think you're an idiot here. You know what I mean? I mean, what are you going to use this Apple for that you can't go ahead and use, essentially a PC for? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I do a little bit of audio. I use WavePad to do a little bit of audio editing here, and I pretty well do typing. I do word processing. Well, not word processing, but I go ahead and work on my form, and it just works just fine, for that here. And, what are you possibly going to do with an Apple, that you can't do with a PC? Now, maybe I don't know the entire thing of it here, but, right now my cell phone is a Samsung. It's a cheap Samsung. I got that Samsung, 3 years ago. The battery in it has lasted longer than any cell phone battery I've ever seen. I mean, I can talk for 2 hours on one charge on it. You know what I mean? No problem.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, yeah. I'll tell you what. The people, a long time ago, some people told me that you either got like 90% of your computers run off of just regular PCs, and they run off of standard Microsoft, and then you have Apple. And they told me that the only advantage to Apple is that if you're artistic and you do a lot of drafting or artwork and graphics, that sometimes Apple has better applications for that aspect. But I think the majority of the business world, there's no advantage to having an Apple.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, why do that? I remember these local little school newspapers, and this local newspaper had one of these old Apple Macintosh, and what they would do is they'd print it out on a laser printer, and they would go ahead and get an X-Acto knife, and they'd cut it out, and they'd create their initial drafts. They would create their initial drafts on these boards to go ahead and then make, what, aluminum plates on which to go ahead and print a couple thousands of these newspapers. You know what I mean? You know, I don't know if they do that anymore. And essentially, well, Granby does no longer have a local paper. It's over in Neosho. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And essentially all it does is print the local minister. It prints the legal ads. It goes ahead. I mean, really, the legal ads is what keep it around. You go ahead and have people pay 50 cents. It's a weekly, or 50 or 75 cents. You will end up having some a-hole like Cousin Randy Turner, and, oh, you used to have this old heifer named Eula Hawkins who go ahead and talk about, oh, you know, about the gossip in Granby, about, you know, reunions and this and that. And essentially, they go ahead and do whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, no, I mean, no, you'd end up having all these, I mean, you know, just...
What's going on in Granby right now? Have you still got some lawsuits against all those assholes in Granby? I mean, I know you're fighting...
No. What happens is that, shit, they didn't want a lawsuit in Granby. Essentially, they just went ahead and left me alone. You know what I mean?
Well, I know they tore down your chicken house and...
Well, no, they didn't. They didn't. I went ahead and talked to them at the Granby City Council meeting, and I said, hey, there's nothing more. I'd like to go ahead and skin you and the rest of them alive here for the shit you pulled here. And essentially, I just simply told them, hey, if you start some shit with me, I will not only sue your ass, you know, I won't only sue your ass with these lawyers who essentially will defend the city. I'll go ahead and go against your little meerkats and your little relatives so that essentially they are going to go ahead and have to face a court suit without any legal protection. You know what I mean? And, you know, I don't think they're going to want to go ahead and spend all this money. I don't think they'll want to go ahead and do all this sort of thing. You know what I mean? And essentially what happens is they decide, hey, back off here. I mean, what happens is that these people don't have any bravery. They don't have any honor. Essentially what they do is that they, you know, essentially they view me as a maniac that they better leave alone. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, yesterday, these people I rent, Roxy's niece I went ahead and rented to, she paid the rent of $300 a month, and then she came up to, you know, with a bunch of crap about how her boyfriend needs to be paid to go ahead and fix up the house here to their standards. And I said, no, that's, you know, that was the agreement. I'm not going to go, I mean, essentially, I'm not paying you to live here. And they pretty well told me that essentially they weren't going to go ahead and pay the back rent of damn near 2 months that they were behind on of $560. So, I may end up having to evict their ass. And they were threatening to cut down trees and tear up, you know, what they thought that they ought to put in. And I said, you better not do any such thing here. And I went in there and looked at the revised statutes of Missouri, and sure enough, I mean, this little heifer is not the very first person to ever try to go ahead and cheat a landlord. From what I gather, before you can try to pull such a deal, you have to go ahead and live there for a year. You have to be paid up on the rent here, and if you claim that you need to fix something, you got to go ahead and give the landlord 2 weeks' notice here, and the most you can get is $300 or 1 month's rent, whatever is greater. So probably I'm going to have to go ahead and, you know, get out an eviction notice, you know, against these tards. So, you know, what to say about it? But, you know, I regret ever renting it out to them because,
you evict them, make sure they don't trash the place because you're not going to get a deposit. I mean,
I didn't make a deposit. I mean, essentially, I said, I thought I could go ahead and get $350 to $450. You know what I mean? And I came down from $350 to $300 because you were Roxy's niece and you needed a place to stay. And essentially, you simply told me just now you're not going to pay back, you know, rent here. Well, you did $10,000 work on this house. I said, what do you mean you did $10,000 work on this house? Hell, the entire place cost less than $15,000. What do you mean you did $10,000 worth of work on this place? You know what I mean? And, you know, come on. I mean, you've got to go ahead and, you know, I may go ahead and make a Christian Identity Seminary. What I probably need to do is to go ahead and gather up the Bertrand Comparet sermons, essentially, and call it the Comparet Reader or something like that. Get together and publish it as a Kindle book for what? Oh, 99 cents. And, you know, then just simply get a bunch of, you know, I mean, if people want to go ahead and look what Dual Feedline Christian Identity really is about, they can do so. But, no, you end up having these people, they just do all sorts of stupid shit here, you know. No shortage of that here. Anyway, you want to go ahead and take another break or, you know, call it a night or what?
Well, yeah, we can call now if you want. Yeah, I know Russ Walker didn't call in. Yeah, basically, I told Andreas he needs to listen to my show next Friday night, and I know, you know, Frank and Wigger and some other people. You know, my uncle, I didn't know my uncle was an unknown guest last Friday, and I sent an email to my aunt, and she didn't listen to the show, but he listened to the whole show, and he enjoyed it, so maybe they'll start listening, and yeah. But anyway, it's been a good show tonight. You bought us some good stuff, Martin, and I'll probably just call in next Thursday. If Russ don't want to call in, I'll call in first. If he, you know, otherwise I'll call in after Russ Thursday.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, I'll go ahead and let you go here. Talk to you later then, right?
Hail victory, and I'll talk to you later.
All right. Hail victory. Bye-bye. All right, folks, we're going to go ahead and take a break here, and I'll try to go ahead and get back on target here, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Hail victory, folks. Alex Lindner, Guido Weasel, and Ass Clown just barely sleazing. Quickus, we can rebuild it. We have the Order Zogbox. We have the capability to make the world first bionic Ass Clown. Alex Lindner will be that bionic Ass Clown. Dumber than it was before. Anal. Vulgar. Ass Clown. Okay, folks, we're back. Scipio showed up. It looks like we have a number of people here tonight, quite a few more than usual. It looks like since things have gone ahead and cooled down since July and August, I have more people in here. In fact, I have as many people or more than Finkelstein had last night here. Okay, about Fink's two-month vacation here, I do know that he went a number of places. First, he went down to Kentucky, and he went ahead and met old Meerkat Mark Downey and Clint Downey and stayed there and actually did a Talks to show. And, folks, you know, I mean, oh, by the way, talk about copyrights here. I think Obagender Bender is probably here. Obagender Bender, if you want to go ahead and catch a Christian identity related or Christian identity actual link here and go ahead and read it for free and not pay, let's say, Richard Kelly Hoskins $15 for Vigilantes of Christendom. You can go over it to Open Gender Benders, one Mamser, it used to be 2.5 Mamsers, but they kicked Paul Mumps not out, and essentially Brian Real's been hit. You can go ahead and get a bunch of PDFs here. And what happens, Open Gender Bender, being a Jew boy, being a Mamser, being the rest, doesn't worry that he's essentially taking money out of the mouths of actual authors like Richard Kelly Hoskins here. Now, Richard Kelly Hoskins' book, you know, Vigilantes of Christendom, essentially, as far as Christian identity goes, is pure crap. It just simply went ahead and said the Phineas killed a race mixer, and he did no such thing. But essentially what happens is that it did have a number of interesting histories. It has family history. It was a pretty good, it was actually a pretty good read here. It was sort of like a, you know, sort of like, well, a combination Turner Diaries and, you know, the rest here. Anyway, what happens is that Clint Downey and the rest here, Clint has moved from Stormfront because, essentially, there are a lot of people who are pissed off at that lying bitch and the rest here. Now, Downey, you know, Clint Downey claims that she started out as an organist. I believe it's more like orgasmist here at Pastor Butler's church here. I don't believe anything she says. But around 2000, 2002, she's always hated Christian identity. For some reason, she did not like Willie Martin. Now, Willie Martin, you know, I mean, I knew Willie Martin. He was a sweet man. He was not pretty well a hatchet man. And you know, I once had to go ahead and get on Willie Martin's ass here for going ahead and going to, it was called Holy Wars. And essentially, Willie Martin and me were invited in 1999 to go ahead and join this Yahoo group, because Yahoo group was a big thing at the time. These Christian identity maniacs, in order to keep an eye on us during the summer of 1999 before Y2 chaos. By the time March 2000 came along, this guy who nobody really knew anything about here, Robert Paul, Cygnus One of the Hotmail account, who lives somewhere around Columbus, Ohio, essentially, well, he went ahead and, you know, here comes Andy Anderson, who essentially is a, quote, single seed line, big friends of Clint Downey and the rest. He, you know, he had a Filipino wife. His sister, one sister married a Filipino, the other married a Jew. Essentially, he was a wannabe race mixer. He, you know, he's called the penguin because he's shaped sort of like a penguin. He's just a big, fat, leotard. And he claimed that he would go ahead and leave because he couldn't get his way, because you had the mad Russian, Yuri Kirienko. You had the half-Jew, Franklin Wayne Poley. His daddy was a Jew. His mother was a Wigger, and he hated the, you know, daddy was a Wigger, mama was a Kikis, you know, Rabbi Yair Davidi. And, well, in any case, went ahead and banned a number of people. When I went ahead and objected to it, I accidentally self-unsubscribed myself here, which was a lie. I got banned from Holy Wars. And for the next 2 years, things went on. But anyway, here comes Clint Downey. And toward the end, it had 127 members, of which five were my sock puppets. Another two was, you know, Hengist sock puppets. All that was left was Andy Anderson, Clint and Clintner Meerkat, Maggie Bell Bitch Butts, and the Jew boy named Richard Nimoy. That was about the only five that was actually on there. And Nimoy went ahead, you know, went ahead and screwed old Clint down, and she knew he was a Jew. I always knew you people were not very nice, but yeah, you went ahead and betrayed me. Well, hey, you know, dumbass, that's what Jews do here. And Clint went ahead, essentially. And I tried to get Willie Martin to go ahead and drop off. I said, look, as long as you're there Andy Anderson is going to be able to pretend that he's not against dual seed line. So what happens is that here comes this character named Purna, who is a Melungeon. It got found out that he was renting his motels gay-friendly. So he called it Purna's Chicken Ranch. And the character still shows up. His name is John Purna from South Carolina. Last I heard, he was still alive. He was running around the APFN and, you know, American Patriot Friends Fax Network, what have you. Anyway, Clint Downey went ahead and set it up so that Willie Martin would finally get banned after Andy got mad. He banned Hengist in March, and then in April he went ahead and banned the rest of the dual seed line, Chris Sunday, except for this old guy from Ireland. And then he went ahead, since he didn't need Willie, banned him. And what happens is started out with, you know, banned him and, you know, Purna Lennon of the Chicken Ranch, you know, fame here. And I went ahead and said, is that, look, Hengist, you live up in Olympia, Washington. Get me some shit on that bitch. And I don't mean just a dry rat to it. I want a big, stinking pile of shit. And Hengist went ahead and found out two things. One that could be easily proven. The other, which was sort of speculative. The thing that which could be easily proven is that Debbie, quote, Clayliffe Downey was married to the head of the Washita clan named Badinsky or something like that. And what happens is that she got a divorce from Badinsky and she married the clod, the so-called chaplain, Mark Downey, and he moved her into one of his parents' rental units. That is the thing which could be proven. The thing which couldn't quite as well be proven is that essentially how old did old Clud meet Clayliff? Folks, a Clayliff should always be a man. You should not have a woman in charge over men. And usually don't do that in Christian identity or the clan. But pretty well, Clayliff had an insight. She was a sexual mascot. So pretty well, Hengist got four women who were married, who were boyfriends or whatever, who were screwing, you know, Debbie Downey afterwards here. So pretty well, me and Hengist decided, okay, he's going to tell what. He said he wanted to just go ahead and prove what he could prove, i.e. that, you know, essentially Debbie is an adulterous whore because she, you know, her first husband is still alive and she's gone ahead and remarried her humper, you know, her humper here. Essentially both Claude, Mark Downey, and Clayliffe are, well, they're adulterers. You know, at least according to, you know, Herbert Armstrong Church or whatever. I decided to go ahead and say, well, hey, Clint is a slut. She's a sexual mascot of the Ku Klux Klan. Look, Debbie, you are not no Klan Clayliffe. You're the Klan Clunt. And the name stuck to Debbie Downey, and she's referred to as Clunt Downey. She does not like that name at all. But she would claim, this lying bitch, she would claim that she started out as dual seed line, then she became one seed line because, oh no, this was, oh, you know, I mean, essentially, Willie Martin, the most meekest man who ever lived, was mean to her, and, you know, Linstead was, of course, horrible, but all these other people, you know, she goes ahead, she drops names. I think she's a lying bitch. I think she's just a lying whore who essentially got into Christian identity a little bit. And essentially just goes ahead and uses men. Now, what happens is that Mark Downey, he believes in the no-devil horseshit come up with, not by Sheldon Emery, but by some kikist named Gerda Koch from Northwest Arkansas, who used to run a rare book shop here. And Pastor John Britton said that his dad, James, had bought a few books from her and considered her to be a Jew. And she came up with this, there is no devil. There is no devil at all. Even though the Bible is filled from Genesis to Revelation with talk about the devil, there is no devil. And maybe Pete Peters. What happens is that they couldn't go ahead. They claimed to be one seed line, but they were jealous of Pete Peters for, you know, Pete Peters would usually, wherever he goes, attract at least an audience of 300, maybe 400, like he did in Branson. And essentially what happens, they would go ahead and talk shit about Pete Peters. And I would go ahead and be spying on. I'd go ahead and make up a Hotmail account. And I'd send in what was going on, you know, to Pete Peters. And since it's one gather, he made it quite clear that Debbie and Mark and Clint Nally were not welcome. So they couldn't claim to be one seed liner. So now they claim to be no devil nitwits. And Mark has gotten smoother with his lies and his horseshit. But essentially, them two go over in Stormfront and do that. About 6 months ago, I went ahead facetiously, and said, well, what happens since you have Finkelstein claiming, like Nietzsche, that Satan is dead? Poor little Satan, he got put into the pit here by the Roman Catholic Church from 500 to 1500. Poor little devil, he didn't make it here. The Jews crawled out here. They were unleashed. Now they're the devil. They're Satan. So I said, look, Finkelstein, since Satan is dead, you ought to go ahead and meet up with old Clinton, Clinton Mark Downey over on Stormfront. Because, hey, they claim they never existed except in the case of Pete Peters. Now the devil's dead, too, here. Pete Peters croaked off. And sure enough, from my gear, he goes down to Pete Peters, or down to Clint Downey's. Folks, he got off of probation. He did 85% of the sentence that he pled guilty to. He pled guilty. He was facing 30 years. The other guy who went ahead and took orders, who went ahead and also killed the Puerto Rican, tried to go ahead and, go for the jury, and he got 15 years. They were looking to give Fink 30 years for murder, violating civil rights. Fink went in and pled guilty. He got, 15 years, which 85% is 12 and a half years. Folks, nobody should doubt. But essentially, here he is. He's locked up in administrative segregation. He goes ahead, and just like Lorraine Swift went ahead and sent a bunch of criminals, the AIT course cheap, and the character decides he's going to go ahead and play Aryan Brotherhood. He's going to go ahead and play Christian Identity, just like a lot of these clowns do. And a lot of them are just Mamsers. All the other Mamsers or Jews. I sort of think that probably around year 8 or 9 or 10, here comes the FBI and says, hey, what are you going to do when you get out? Do you want to go back in? Or do you want to go ahead and get in Christian Identity as a Greek scholar? So what happens is he goes to a Marino, Sicilian Marino Jew named Emmeheiser, who's a papist preterist, goes to an ex-Catholic Marino Sephardi Jew named Eli James, and essentially them two bring him in. He's been out, 7 months? I have this blow-up with Sci-Fi Faber because of his lying, his cheating, his sneaking. I think it's more than happy because he's heard of me. He goes ahead and he gets in with me. And then I find out in October that he's been lying to me, that he's just a sociopath. I have a blow-up. So essentially what happens is he went to Kentucky. Then he went to Shreveport, Louisiana, where old Jewel Mosley lives here. Christian elect or something such thing. And they've gone ahead and taken the Bertrand Comparet sermons and put them in PDF to where now you have to go to archive.org, the Library of Congress site, in order to get the original Bertrand Comparet HTML files. That's where you have to go. No, folks, you have all these characters, they come in to Christian Identity, and they do whatever the hell they want to. The reason they look like Jews is because they're Jews. The reason they act like Jews is because they're Jews. So, what happens? The Saint goes ahead and comes back. He gets up to old Pennsylvania with Matt Twat Zogbot. And essentially, here he is. He's got 10 days from 101.com. This is more than 101.com gave me when Brian Rhea went ahead and took down my webpage. He got 10 days to go ahead and take his shit off of 101.com. He does so. Now, think going ahead and threatening 101.com with a lawsuit? Well, hey. I myself here. Okay, think you go ahead and file a lawsuit, Jew boy. What happens if it goes ahead and gets found that you and Brian Rear were doing the exact same thing of going ahead and getting me kicked off of 101.com, which you were, essentially, you don't carry clean hands here. Folks, I think this ADL shit here, I mean, the first time I heard of it was I went ahead and one of my spies who's on Eli James went ahead and said it, and then over at Dan Johns, here comes Brian Real, Sword Brother. First time ever, Dan Johns, you have to go ahead and, you know, hang up real quick here. So essentially, Eli James, Dan John, William Fink, they're all in a Zogfoss front together here of running around and bitching about the ADL in order to go ahead and be known as Christian Identity Leaders. Eli James, he's managed to parlay into a stint at Republic Broadcasting. Fink Lashini, he's going ahead and talking about how he is a crusader for free speech when he's not. You go ahead and you look at the title of Carolyn Yeager's Saturday afternoon, Lies, Slander, Defamation. Essentially, he did the same thing that Fink Lashini was saying, Brian Real, when, Eric Fromm was also going and justifying me being censored off of iWeb Canada. Oh, if somebody goes ahead and lies against you, you can go ahead and remove them. Well, no, there needs to go ahead and be court process first here. And I believe that anybody who files a bogus complaint against somebody, I mean, the same thing with the Apple patents here, there needs to be an end. Two, using the court system to go ahead and destroy families or to destroy men or destroy their messages. Folks, right now I believe in freedom of speech. Well, what happens is that essentially letting Jews run wild is going to be the death of the white race here. We're coming to it closer and closer and closer. And like I told News Guy, this sort of thing is just nothing more than, just like in the bowel movement, things breaking down. When it comes down to it, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, when Voice of Retard started, iPodcasting here, wow, that's big. Well, folks, that was when 10 gigabytes was a big server. That's when, you know, that's when having, 10 gigabytes was a big server. Nowadays, what happens? $4, you know, $3, buy 10 gigabytes. $7 deluxe will buy you 150. $10 a month will go ahead and buy you, probably 250, whatever. What happens is I had the $3.99 plan. I went ahead and updated to a $7.99 plan a month. Yay! Okay. So as a result, you know, behind the EIB, Area Syphilis and Broadcasting, I'm able to go ahead and talk into an old Samsung cell phone, into an MP3 player, and then what I do is I go ahead and re-engineer it, I go ahead and put my parody songs, I go ahead and do whatever, I double the dynamic range at least. And then as a 32 KPS file, I go ahead and reload it up on TalkStew. If you want to get the original show, download it soon enough here. Now, as far as how many people download, what happens is that unlike Finkelschnee's claiming 40,000 here, I'm going to go ahead and say that what I see on my statistics page is about 200 downloads a week. About 200 downloads a week. You know what I mean? What happens is that shoot, it'll go ahead and, the first night will be, the first couple nights will be up to 90-some here, and then what happens is that, by the end of that 1 week, you'll get up to 150, and then what happens is by the end of about 2 weeks here, pretty well whoever wants to listen to it's already pretty well downloaded it. And so you'll get about 200 a week here. You know, afterwards for a long, long time here, you'll go ahead and get dribs and drabs to where it'll go ahead and go up by 1 or 2 points or something like that here. I mean, I don't know how many people, as far as the Mamzer dot, you know, org thing here, I go ahead and do it 16 kPS. Pretty well the hoster doesn't really have cPanel, so I'm not really able to go ahead and see the statistics. So, you know, in case, I don't know how many people are downloading just 16 kPS as opposed to 32 kPS from TalkShoe. Alright, now do what? Now is that okay? Well, yeah. Folks, I go ahead and I look, and I have an average of what? It's up to about 450 unique visitors per day. I'm one of them, okay? Sometimes when the old server ain't working well, I'll go ahead and get out the Tor browser, so that makes another two. So that's what, 450 unique visitors per day. Now, back before Brian Real went in and took stuff down, I had an average of about 600-700. But then again, about 25% of them were trying to register onto my forum and sell me something that'll make my dick hard, or something, give me the dick of death, or, stolen pirated software, or some such stupid shit here. Okay? In case here, what happens is that Think is not a technical wizard, like he says. He has North Pal, who's actually a bigger wizard. I went ahead and Brian Real was mentioning somebody's name, and, you know, he's supposedly another technical wizard. If you go ahead and look at Think Machine's timeline, you find out that how could he have gone ahead and worked as an IT professional when essentially he was working as a pig up to the time he went ahead and killed somebody. And then a couple of years after that, he was fighting him off here, fighting him off in court here. Yes, I can go ahead and see, oh, yes, I want to hire you. Even though you're facing criminal charges here for murdering a prisoner. No, I think he was just going ahead and living with mommy and daddy like he is now. Essentially, his job is to be a Jew Zogbot, and that's what he is. All these idiots here, usually Linda will have a fit with anybody who claims to be Christian today, but not with Obagenda Bender and not with Carolyn Yeager at all. Carolyn Yeager is one of the most dishonest, shrill characters here, and people are going ahead and saying that as well here. And she doesn't have a problem with Jews. Here she is with Fink. Here she is with Linder. Here she is with somebody who's married to a Jew, who's probably a Mamzer. Folks, I'll have a little bit of trouble going ahead and finding out where the character admitted. I think he went ahead and admitted he was an eighth non-white of some sort. But this was in the comments section of, I think, one of Greg Johnson's blogs. And Greg is a little bit pissed off because he thinks that Tan staff went ahead and betrayed him. What happened sometime in March? Listen to Carolyn Yeager. You can go ahead and take it, here she is bitching that Mike Connor is pretty well taking everything upon himself here. And he's not going ahead and giving her the MP3, the MP3 re-engineered thing here. Finally, she goes ahead and does it herself. And then after that, Mike Connor goes ahead and sends it to her. And I believe that Mike Connor was indeed. I think he's a little Jew boy control freak. So part about him being control freak sounds right here. But you go ahead and look at the last email. Essentially, you got a brand new computer. And I think somewhere the funding dried up. About the same time, I'll have you know, is that here comes the Ashkenaz Defecation League. Is the Ashkenazi Defecation League putting a Zog false front to not only go ahead and get rid of independent voice of retards radio, which is not so much independent, in favor and do the same thing with these web pages to go ahead and advance two boys up to being Christian identity leaders? The answer is I think it is. I think the same thing happened with internet radio. Time to go ahead and get rid of a overworked little Jew boy who's getting tired of dealing with tards, and go ahead and put it up with a lying, amoral skank like Carolyn Yeager. Go ahead and essentially give people a reason not to go ahead and do the show anymore if they're tired. and essentially do exactly that here. So, folks, I view Greg Johnson as, you know, even if he wants to go ahead and sell books and trinkets and intellectual rubber goods for the weekend, I don't view him as being very dangerous at all. How's he going to go ahead if he has a show I care to listen to, I'll listen to it. Now, some of his shows he thinks is wonderful, like this Jonathan Bowden. I mean, shoot. You know, I thought the guy was essentially a mattoid, a total mattoid. I go ahead and look at it. It sort of looks like something Pablo Picasso and Salvador Dali went ahead and put together. I mean, that's not my idea of art. Of course, on the other hand, generally, this possibly what I go ahead and write. You know, it's not art to them. In any case, is Greg Johnson dangerous? No. I did go ahead and see it in the last couple of days. Harold Covington went ahead and posted a post to one of his blog posts here. And Obagenda Bender was bitching about it. And essentially, Covington went ahead and posted. So, folks, what you end up having in the movement are these G-boys trying to go ahead and get together and create all this crap on one side and start around what? Around the beginning of August, to where here comes the Ashkenazi Defecation League, taking down web pages in order, we're going to fight real hard against the ADL. At the same time, here comes Voice of Retards. It goes belly up. It's not hardly listened to because hardly anybody notices it's gone until all of a sudden half-Jew Robert Stark goes ahead and here's Greggy. Well, he's going to be now working for Counter-Currents Radio here, you know, and you get the impression that he didn't like it on Voice of Retards. And then what happens is that the truth comes out all of a sudden. Well, it's not that. It's because Voice of Retards is dead. So then you go ahead and click the Voice of Retards, which, let me admit, I clicked it a week or so ago, and it was up there. But you go ahead and click Voice of Retards, it's down. So, folks, is this an accident, or is this just simply the end result of something that's already been planned? And I think it's the end result of something that's already been planned. Okay. Anyway. Well, I don't think anybody thinks Carolyn Yeager is breeding material. I mean, shoot, I've gone ahead and listened over on Lender's forum here, and every single one of them talks about her screeching. And let me just tell you, when she's going ahead just screeching here, when she starts screeching, I mean, it just sounds like fingernails being drawn across the blackboard. I mean, she will definitely, I mean, just, you know, have the hair on your arm stick up. Okay? So, anyway, Obagenda Bender, I don't really mind. The thing about it is that Jeremy Visser sort of popped in, popped out. He doesn't show up too much anymore. He was gone for, you know, over 2 weeks, not quite three, the previous Saturday. And guess what? Newskike went over there to go ahead and listen here. See, Newskike didn't really want to go ahead and talk to me. Well, you had old Artie, and you had the Reverend Boa Cocksucker going on and on and on. So by the time I finally went ahead and called in, what happens is that Newskike, he thought that he was on the air. He was gone for about 20 minutes, and here is this retarded character who said he was an epileptic retard. You know, pretty well, I'm just ridiculing the crap out of him. He has no idea what the hell to say. I mean, it's sort of like having Liar Bill on the freaking, you know, it's when Jeremy Visser gets, you know, gets hung up. You have old Liar Bill or Mumpsnut on the, you know, essentially on there. Mumpsnut has no idea what the hell he's doing, what he's going to say. Same thing. And pretty well, pretty well. By the time he came back, I might have called in, and he called me, you know, Newscott called me Marty, and I called him Peerless Good Mamzer. So we went ahead and insulted each other, and he asked me what the hell's going on in Voice of Retards. So I went and told him. But by this time, pretty well over 4 hours had passed here, and essentially we got cut off right, you know, right in mid-yak. And that was the end of the show. Folks, the old, you know, talks to you at 4 hours and 50 or 55 minutes. They go ahead and give you the option to go ahead and go on for another hour by pressing star 69. That is how one show is just 12 seconds less than 6 hours. That was the one that Brian Real went ahead and called up and goaded John Britton into saying he wanted to shoot the little bastard. You know, he'd already gone ahead and goaded, you know, John Britton into screaming at him, and pretty well John Britton went ahead and fell for the trap here. And that's pretty well the reason, as his lawyer said, no more of that shit. In any case, folks, let's see here. What happens is that she's a thoroughly dishonest, amoral, self-righteous, you know, cunt here. I mean, Greg Johnson at least went ahead. I went ahead and gave her the title here. Essentially said that she's playing her own little game of Survivor, to where she goes ahead and she gets whoever she can. She makes alliances and she goes ahead and votes people out of the white nationalist movement. You know, I call it you know, the winner of 2012 Skank Liver. And, no, that's exactly, you know, that's exactly what it is. Now, Greggy, to be honest with you, I mean, Greggy would probably get on my nerves if I listened to him. I don't. I mean, what happens is that when you go ahead and hear some intellectuals talk and gabble about how their horseshit means something because they're so smart, and they're not. They're just somebody who are able to go ahead and talk and talk and talk and think that they're really, really, really smart. Over on the Four Fags Thebes thing here, I mean, essentially, Hattie Scott has been whining like a pussy about how you all listen to me, and essentially he's annoyed the moderators, and especially with Jake Featherstone, Kevin O'Keefe, and essentially he's annoyed the crap out of them. Well, Kevin O'Keefe was thinking, unsticking it and sending it down to the lounge, but I guess he wasn't allowed to. They wanted to. I mean, when it comes down to it, every single time I've had a chance to chew ass on Hattie, he's been a pussy. He was over at the Jim Giles meltdown. He didn't want me yelling at him. Ridiculing the crap out of him. Hattie isn't able to go ahead and make it. He's just a little meerkat. And neither are the rest of these people. These new right faggots are not tough men. They're not the ones who will go ahead and do the horrific deeds here. When I go ahead and talk to my 10,000 warlords, I'm looking for someone who hates this current system of government, who hates Jews, who hates niggers, who hates wiggers, and don't mind skinning alive the children of policemen, of lawyers, judges. Don't mind going ahead and treating wiggers like they're nothing more than animals. Like dogs, or less than dogs. Ruthless, hard men without any pity. Because if you're really a pastor, if you're really someone who is looking after the good of the overall species, there are a bunch of sick animals that have to be put down in order for the entire herd to survive. A farmer, a rancher, what he will do is he will go ahead and take his mediocre animals, his less than good animals, and he will sell them off. I remember my dad got something from old Jenny, my grandmother's estate. He got $30,000 or $16,000, I forget which. And what he did in the winter of 1974, he bought as many cattle as he could at 20 cents a pound because, you know, people had gone ahead, the price of meat had gone real high in 1973, and people had gone ahead and expanded their herds to to where they weren't even paying to feed them. He bought a bunch of sick cattle for, what, 20 cents a pound. Essentially, people were selling because they couldn't feed them. He went ahead and put them on our grass. He went ahead and found some other people and put them on that grass. And essentially, what he would do is he would buy these calves, and he would go ahead and buy a 5-gallon bottle of Lincosin penicillin and essentially inject them with the penicillin. And if the penicillin went ahead and cured their coughs, he would go ahead and keep them. But if after a week, in a bottle of $5 Combiotic, that didn't cure their cough, he'd sell them right back to the sale barn. They have a little bit more meat on their bones here, but essentially he'd sell them back. He would get rid of lunger cattle, tubercular cattle. And folks, that's what my dad did here. And then what happens is that the next 4 or 5 years, he ended up selling $16,000 worth of cattle the next year, $16,000 worth of cattle the next year, $16,000 of cattle the next year, and $16,000 of cattle the next year. He made a killing off that money he got from the state. But he did it by practicing good husbandry. What you do is you go ahead and you buy the cattle cheap. You go ahead and call the ones which will make it. From those which won't, you go ahead and sell them back, the ones who are lungers. And that's how you make it. And that's exactly, you know, what he did. My dad knew the cattle business, at least from the low-level end. So, folks, I mean, you got to understand if you are, you know, I mean, folks, I mean, you might not like going ahead and admitting this, but, folks, people in many cases are just really nothing more than animals. The vast majority of them don't have any morals, don't have any honor, don't have any sense. They're just animals that you got to go ahead and keep control over. They don't have any higher functionings to appeal to or nothing here. There are a bunch of mamzers, mamzers you go ahead and manage. Jews, you don't. They're the spawn of Satan, they're evil. And there is no dealing with them. There's no making friends with them. And if you go ahead and forget that, you're going to go ahead and pay for it. I went ahead and made a mistake here. I went ahead and rented out to some dishonest people. And essentially what boils down to is I'm going to have to evict them. Folks, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and I'll be back in a little bit. Hail Victory.
You're a mean kike, Rab, I think. You're a really are a Jew. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as a kike, Rab, I think. You're a bad banana with a greasy nigger nose peel. You're a monster, Rab, I think. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You got garlic in your soul, Rab, I think. I wouldn't touch you with a 666-foot pole. You're a vile one, Rab, I think. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick cacodile, Rab, I think. There's a choice between the two of you. I take the seasick cacodile. You're a foul one, Rabbi Finkelschini. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Rabbi Fink. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote,
stink, stink, stunk.
You're a
rotter, Rab, I think. You're the king of sinful twats. Your farts are dead tomato splot. Your moldy purple spots, Rab, I think.
Your
soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable. Mangled up and tangled up twat. You nauseate me, Rab, I think. With a nauseous super nos. Your crooked jerky jockey and you ride a crooked bat twat, Rab, I think. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toasted sandwich with arsenic sauce. Okay, folks, we're back. I was seeing Scipio was trying to go ahead and get over Gender Bender and well, a few of the Pisser Possum tards to take it down a notch. Folks, you can't take Genesis 3:15 down a notch or anything here. I have noticed that with a Mamzer or a Jew boy, every single one of them believes that I'm a child molester who went ahead and cut a deal with Zog in order to get out of jail. They do believe that. I mean, even if they don't believe it, they really want to believe it. Any person, any white man, especially one with a family, will automatically disbelieve it. Because what happens is that that is the way in which Zog destroys our families and goes ahead and plots to go ahead and have us murdered. Folks, I've never said anything other than if you're a police officer, you're a lawyer, you're a judge, you're a politician, you serve Satan, you and your family, your entire bloodline need to be cut off. You need to die. There needs to be no more left of you at all. Anyone who goes ahead and sides with Zog needs to die. And their entire bloodline needs to be cut off. Folks, what you believe to be true is altogether a function of what side you are on. Altogether. So do I expect Robo Gender Bender to say anything nice about me? Hell no. It can be ridiculous, like George Takei, a.k.a. Kennewick Man, saying that I was with him, the Grand Marshal of San Francisco Gay Pride Parade. And Obi and Jeremy, all of them Lungeons and Mamzers, will go ahead and repeat that as if it's true. Whereas when George Takei went ahead and said it, I just laughed because it was so ridiculous. Altogether ridiculous. Newscock was going on, pretend to be a Jewish stinger when I said, look, new white faggots who live in, San Francisco are really not any danger to someone like me. They're not. Isn't it better? Newscock was, supposedly having me be more bloodthirsty than I am. No, they're just like there were three cities on each side of the Jordan for sanctuary citizens, cities for the safety of people who screwed up and accidentally killed somebody. Now, it'd be I bet if you had insurance back then, that rates would be higher for cities like that because essentially you end up having a bunch of cities where either people did kill somebody and get away with it, or that they were essentially more absent-minded, more likely to go ahead and do something stupid than get other people killed. And that they'd gone ahead and managed to make the city a sanctuary for a short hearing, for a short trial from the Avengers of Blood. Now, someone like Greg Johnson is not a danger. Is not a danger to Christian identity. Someone like Fink really isn't in danger to Christian identity either, because, folks, Obagender Bender, what Obagender Bender doesn't like is that it's gone ahead and kicked out old Wirebell Mumps Nut the Clue, and now essentially it's all by its lonesome. 2.5 Mamsers now down to a Mamser kike. Faggot. One. Obagender Bender. Obagender Bender going ahead and pilfering the intellectual property of a number of Christian identity writers. And speaking for Willie Martin here, Willie Martin would probably like Obagender Bender putting up his work. When he got old, he was going ahead and sending me over the internet a whole bunch of his word perfect documents and his works. To me, to another friend or two, because he wanted them to be published. So, Obagender Bender, you did a good thing for once by going ahead and republishing Willie Martin's material. But as far as Gerald Mosley and the rest here, Finkelschini, what happens is that he was wanting to put in a whole bunch of stuff in one place, 101.com. He wasn't smart enough to go ahead and keep it scattered. And essentially, here he is pretending to be a victim of the ADL. When actually, he's just like, well, during the militia days. When they go ahead, and here is Mike the Kike Vanderbo. Going to ask him out with John Parson, the known snitch, and denouncing him once he got found out he's a snitch. And now he's an SPLC militia general. Just like Finkelschini is an ADL, Christian Identity Minister. No, it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous to believe that Fink is serious about this sort of thing. I mean, I was listening to that lying tard yesterday afternoon with Carolyn Yapper going on and on and on about lies and defamation, slander, and about how his webpage doesn't have any such thing here. Folks, his webpage is not, Fink is about nothing other than being a total sociopath, going ahead and going against his enemies just like a Jew. It's nothing but lies, slander, defamation. Nothing but. His New Talmud translation? There's a good reason artisan publishers will not publish it. There's a good reason that Mike Hallamore won't publish it. Hell, Mike Hallamore will stay on sort of friendly terms with Charles Weissman, Pete Peters' Jew boy, but he will not print it. He will not print up Finkelschini's horseshit. Go ahead and listen to Finkelschini's November 1st, 2010 message, the night after Halloween, to where Finkel said, well, when I just got out of prison, I was so surprised at how much material Christian Day, how little there was of it. Well, yeah, he wants to make up a whole bunch of it. He wants to change Christian Day, so does Clifton Emhiser. Clifton Emhiser used to have a good reputation as a Christian Day scholar. He doesn't anymore. How can you have a good reputation as a Christian Identity scholar when you're going ahead and bringing in papist preterism and the horseshit that essentially 99% of the prophecy of the Bible has been fulfilled and the Roman Catholic Church put Satan into the pit for 1,000 years? Where can you go ahead and claim that? Nope, think. And Klontner, Meerkat, Downey belong together. What happens is that, Finkelschini believes the devil is dead. He's sort of like a Nietzsche kike. Remember when Nietzsche said, Nietzsche said, I could not believe they were talking about God doing this or that. Didn't they know that God was dead? Well, Finkelschini's saying that Satan is dead. Why shouldn't he go ahead and go ask the mouth with Clint Downey and a little meerkat who believes the Satan never existed in the first place. What's the big difference between Nietzsche and an atheist? There is none. So really, what difference is there between a sperm Freudian, no devil, clunt, some Pharisee clunt, tard, and Finkelsteinese collection of Mamsers? Answer, none. Nothing. Why should there be? Why should there be? Okay? Okay. Talk about Zion crime factor. Oh, by the way, that reminds me here. What happens? We'll talk about Zion crime factor. Old Finkelstein was talking about how he got a bunch of shit for essentially bringing back Zion crime factory because Mike the Kite Delaney's little Jew boy buddy is an atheist or something like that here and doesn't like talking about Christianity. Well, look, Mikey Kikey Juice Calicat Con, or not Mikey Kikey, but Mike Delaney, he looks like the fifth stooge. You know, after, let me see, Moe, Larry, Curly, Shemp, Mikey. He looks like he'd be good as a fifth stooge, even with the blue contact lenses. But what happens is that, earlier this month, there was somebody over on Visser's forum who got all mad that here is Finkelstein supposedly going ahead and putting up Mark and Clint Downey's webpage. He said, Clint Downey went ahead and banned us all. How dare Fink do any such thing like that here? And what happens? Jeremy Visser went ahead and put that particular password under a password. What happens? I went ahead and saved it, put it on my admin file. I'll go ahead and bring it up. But what happens? Old Gender Bender is going ahead and essentially all for censoring that particular discuss with Fink for going ahead and hosting Debbie Downey. But I got this to ask here. How come whenever you go ahead and click over, click Kinsman Redeemer, you go ahead and look at your browser, it says stormfront.org. Pretty well, I think there's a lot of Zog False Fronts. I believe Don Black is a Zog False Front here. I don't think Fink actually knows what he's doing. He's just supposedly a great IT professional here. Well, that's what Andy Renard said. He said he don't seem to be a great IT professional. He just seems to be a lying sociopath who has a web page out of a box. Folks, I've heard more complaining about Finkelstein hosting Clint Downey's Kinsman Redorkers, the Piracy of Clint web page, and I have heard about Zionist Crime Factory. But Fink being Jew and not knowing such things, actually believes he has to go explain about the Zionist Crime Factory thing. Folks, Mike Delaney and Brian Rio took down the first of my web pages, PastorLinstead.org, and while I was looking at these old forum posts, well, folks, Nancy McNeilis, the paralegal for 1&1.com. She's not actually a lawyer. She's just a paralegal. She went ahead and gave Fink a lot more time than she gave me to take it down. And so she did. Folks, I believe it's an ADL plot here, okay? Obagender Bender likes playing the little game that because we don't know exactly who it is, we should not pay attention to what it is. Obagender Bender is such a scared liar that some elderly woman who lives in Darwin at the other end of the continent from Melbourne wants to go ahead and meet Obagender Bender for true Christian identity companionship. It's not like Obitender wants to go ahead and meet Finkelstein E4 in the truck stop for... Nah, never mind that. Obitender Bender will lie and pretend that she's one of my sock puppets. One of my little sock puppets. And be scared. Folks, honest men don't hide their faces. Yeah, Obitender Bender going ahead and claiming the R.D. Bradshaw is Russ Walker. Well, essentially, Obitender Bender is able to go ahead and read the IP numbers you cannot get onto one, 2.5 Mamsers by means of a Tor browser or by means of a proxy server at all. I know that for a fact. Any case here. So, alrighty here. Okay. Well, let's soldier in pride. The fact of the matter is that I don't know if you ever played a war game called Patton's Best. But when you're running around with your cardboard M4 Sherman and you see a German threat, it can be a Mark III with a 50L gun, which probably will still penetrate your Sherman, might screw it up. It could be a Mark IV, which just can penetrate your Sherman, but not blow it up so badly. What do you go ahead and worry about being? You worry about being the worst thing ever. Now, as far as Fink being a Jew, I have no doubt Fink being a Jew. In fact, I got a bunch of, grief from Pastor John Britton and from William B. and a number of other people. Fink can't be a Jew. Folks, Fink has no morals. Fink has no honor. Fink's a total sociopath. Heck, you even have VNNF tars here. I listen to him. He sounds like a Jew, and Fink's a Jew name. What are you doing having a Jew on there? Here's Kevin Yeager making a big thing deal about not having, not having anything to do with Jews, and here is Tom Stoffel admitting that he's married to a Jew and has Jew kids. And Carolyn, what happens? Is it just a day, the other day? Yesterday or today? She goes ahead and says, how dare somebody over on VNNF says that Tom Stoffel is a Jew? Well, folks, I went ahead and posted for the show 4 minutes to where they talk about how Jews are naturally evil. They're born evil. If you're a Jew, and you find out you're a Jew, you will act like a Jew. And that's to be expected. And Tom Stoffel says, I can understand that no white nationalist would trust me. Look, Tom Stoffel, don't worry about the GY so much. Worry about the evil old snatch here who's a Jew hag. Kellen Yeager, censoring people. Hell, you even have some of these people saying, Carolyn, you need to lighten up on the censorship. Now, for example, right now, we have a pisser possum, probably Jeremy, logged in as Marty as a Chomo. And you have Obadiah going ahead and whining about that. Well, folks, in real life, someone could go ahead and say something like that here, accuse me of being a child molester, as far as I'm concerned, that critter ought to go ahead and have its entire spawn skinned out. What happens is that Mamsers, Melungeons like Jeremy Visser, get to run wild. Get to go ahead and have a free pass. It's if they're protected, and they are. They're protected by Satan's government. But when things fall apart, I didn't mean it. I was just joking. Well, no. You're evil as you can be, and no Jew should slip, no Jew, no Mamzer, should go ahead and slip through. But we're coming to an age when things are falling apart very badly. Things are not going to be the way they are. Yeah, screeching old Caroline. She ain't sweet Caroline here. She's screeching Caroline. According to Greggy, she's the winner of Skank, the 2012 winner of Skank Liver. You have old Gender Bender yapping this stupid shit about Trader Glenn Miller. Folks, the worthless bastard goes, it's just like Brian Wright going ahead and, challenging John Britton to a deal or Brian Rio challenging me to an MMA match somewhere, but he won't give his name. Won't go ahead and give his name. I mean, Brian Rio's real brave. When nobody knew his name, he went ahead and threatened to shove a spear in an 86-year-old woman in a wheelchair's head because she simply said that Fink was a Jew. What happens is the trader Glenn Miller went ahead and said that he had a dozen of his pig buddies here. Pig and Clan. I don't know how the hell these two would meet together. But that's what, you know, that's what Trader Glenn Miller said. As if I'm scared of Trader Glenn Miller. Folks, if you go ahead, essentially issue a duel, well, you got to go ahead and go by the, you know, as the, whoever's challenged gets to go ahead and choose the weapons. And then they meet together to choose the ground. Now, hell, you ain't even had this stupid cunt, you know, Cynthia Keene here. Good Lord, there was a man's wrist with tattoos everywhere. Probably if you go ahead and if she was more of a Jew, it'd be like old gender bender here. But you can tell she had tattoos everywhere. She probably has ironmongery in her cunt here. You know what I mean? And, well, Obi probably does, but in any case, I went ahead and said, all right, well, you made the challenge. I'm going to go ahead and choose, well, old Opal's 1920 era Maytag, tit ringing at zero paces. You go first. See, Skinbird. What she did is she went ahead and took down her avatar, where she was looking like a rather oogly Manzareth. She looked like one of the Rephalim, really. Big old spider web on her knees. You know, looked like one of the She-Rephalim. So she went ahead and argued, and I said, look, if you want to go ahead and choose the ground in Springfield, I don't think I can go ahead. I'm not sure if we can get the 1920s Maytag in the geo. So you guys come down here and help me wrestle the thing into the geo. And rather than do that here, just come in here and take your tit ringing. And that's the last I ever heard. She was some skank who hung around Anglo Mestizo Truett. I don't know too much about that. Old Mo Gullet has gone ahead last month, went ahead and got a bunch of motorcycle skanks here. And that must look like Anglo Mestizos. I mean, you got to go ahead and look at them and think, these people are Christian identity? What the hell's going on, Mo Gullet? What the heck's going on, Mo Gullet? Hell, even old Mumps Nut sort of thought it was sort of dubious. But on the other hand, Billy Roper supposedly kicked him out because because old Mumps Nut was talking about getting motorcycle gangs. So Mumps Nut goes from end to end. But Obi went ahead and pretty well kicked out its most faithful retard. Poor old Mumps Nut. That was very nice. You know what I mean? Okay. Yeah, you're so clever. Okay, what's wrong with Duke or Pierce? Pierce is dead. Pierce got $400,000 of order money. He ran a Zog False Front organization for creatards. Reason that all, Hadding and Wiggerschool have a problem with Covington is that Covington went ahead and asked questions about that. Covington asked, well, how in the world can you go ahead and get all this money, which is stolen loot, how can you go ahead and buy all this stuff and not have more thieves go after you? How can you go ahead and do all this sort of thing? Answer? For example, over on the Full Facts feed, you have this character called Todd in Florida. He used to be Todd Bieber. A so-called bank robber who went ahead and had one of these bombs blow up his face. So what happens, he was facing prison time. So as they do, he goes ahead and he snitches out his fellow wannabe bank robbers who are crackheads, he said, but at least they didn't have a bomb go ahead and blow up in his face, in their faces. He went ahead and snitched out his buddies, and he didn't get hardly any prison time. Jeremy Visser, just another criminal. I mean, folks, all these characters, how in the hell are they getting by? Pierce's National Alliance went ahead and folded up real quick. It folded up real quick because I guess Zog wanted its order money back. And told Pierce, just go ahead and choose the worst of the tard to go ahead and take over. Don't leave any successor. We don't want to go ahead and deal with this anymore. We want to go ahead and shut down this Elohim city for creatards and think. I'm sorry, not think, but Pierce went along with it. As far as David Duke, well, hey, David Duke's amoral gambling and womanizing and the rest here, selling stuff here. Folks, Hanning and Wiggers will bitch about Covington's rewrite of Rick Cooper's, history of white nationalist movement. Folks, Rick Cooper was far more stern on essentially, Matt Cole said that Matt Cole is homosexual. And said you had five major, you as James Warner, he was a homosexual transvestite. He said he had five major organizations from the 70, from late 79 to 1984, and all they did was just live off of, just sell trinkets and live off of people's money. Well, folks, that's far better, like Greggy does. I mean, at least Greggy goes ahead and reprints. Essentially, he goes ahead and bundles up all these old books, goes ahead and translates all these old books, and sells them as new right, stuff here. I mean, he was republishing Lotham Stoddard a couple months ago. Now, folks, I just assume go over to Google Books. And essentially, if I need to, go ahead and reprint them myself here. I don't need to send Greg Johnson any money. But on the other hand, look. How much does it cost, really? And Linder's right about that. How much does it cost to do this podcast? Don't cost me hardly anything. Cost me about, 12 cents to go ahead and use the house phone to call in. I wouldn't have to do that if it wasn't for Brian Real. How much does it cost to go ahead and call in and do a talk show? Nothing. Nothing at all. So, folks, what you end up having essentially is at about the same time, now I think on it, that you had this ADL taking down Eli James's worthless page. Folks, that page was worthless. Hell, it was as good on the Library of Congress as anywhere. Folks, that's why I go ahead and hopefully the Library of Congress is archiving my work here. I know they've archived my web pages. No problem. My flat web pages. And they archive something which is sort of data-base dependent like vBulletin. Okay? No problem. So, vote gender bender. It's just, the critter is determined to make me into a mamzer, just like Brian Wright, just like Brian Real. Folks, you end up having hidden Jew boys and mamzers trying to go ahead and take someone who goes ahead and shows his face and make them into a mamzer while they are white. You got to prove that Obi is a transgendered bender, pisser's pifter possum. Obi doesn't know how to behave, okay? Okay. The thing about it is that, folks, Corn Cob asked the question, are you fighting for all whites when you disagree with 80%, 90% or lower in building you? Why should I care about them? Folks, with Christian identity, we go ahead and explain that 6,000 to 7,000 years ago, Adam, I was listening to News Kike and Lloyd Davies massacre Christian identity. Folks, Finkelschini and Eli James, they don't like Bertrand Comparé. They don't like Wesley Swift because essentially, if you go ahead and read your Comparé and your Swift, what do you need them tards for? Now, at least Eliar, he'll just go ahead and go on with the Book of Enoch and the Book of Jasher. He covered a long time the Book of Ezra. One time, being facetious, I said, when are we going to have, come on, Eliar, when are we going to have the Book of, Nostradamus. When are we going to have the Book of Nostradamus? And he said, did you know that the Book of Nostradamus was based upon 2nd Ezra? Well, no, Eli, I didn't know that. But anyway, I mean, at least Eli knows more about Christianity than Fink ever will. Fink just goes ahead and makes being a so-called Greek scholar. I mean, shoot, everybody's able to speak and write Greek from birth ridicules the crap out of Fink. His New Talmud translation goes ahead, he'll mistranslate. One time I went ahead and said, around 900, some monk named Alcuin went ahead and changed the Book of Revelation from restoration to resurrection. And I went ahead and on my show said, since when resurrection is a religious term talking about resurrecting a dead body to life? And restoration is a political term. Why would a political term be used in the Book of Revelation? And the next week, Finkelschini went ahead and said, well, yeah, there's some people believe the actual word is resurrection here, but a lot of people believe it's restoration. I put it as restoration. Well, I'm sure you did, Finkelschini. I'm sure you did. Why in the world would someone go ahead and listen to a Jew boy who is just simply nothing more than a criminal talking about loving a freedom of speech when he's going ass to mouth with this evil old skank who goes ahead and censors everybody she can, and he's going ass to mouth with a mamzer, a known mamzer, who went ahead and took down a number of web pages here, along with Mike the Kike Delaney initially. Folks, I don't feel sorry for Mike the Kike Delaney whining about his webpage is taken down on 1in1.com. Come on now, or GoDaddy. You go ahead and you censor other people, you wonder why in the world you're going to go ahead and expect something else. Now, I know that this evil hypocrite will go ahead, because you end up having the pisser possum, or one of the pisser possums have Marty as a chomo. Why should I put up with that stupid shit? Why? Obagenda Bender won't even show its snout to a woman who lives across the continent. He wants to go ahead and hide like a Jew and just jump out and strike here. And as a result, it don't have hardly any readers. Don't have anybody listening to it. Don't have anybody paying attention to it. Goes ahead and like Linder, bans poor old Mumpsnut. Mumpsnut was never really loyal. He certainly wasn't loyal to me. He wasn't loyal to Stormfront. Mumpsnut would probably go ahead, if Mumpsnut could, and try to ban Obagenda Bender from his own forum. But Mumpsnut ain't smart enough. But we're not talking about the loyalty of Mumpsnut. We're talking about the loyalty of Obagenda Bender. Obagenda Bender doesn't have any loyalty except to its father, Satan. Okay? Yeah, well, he was born vicious. Okay? Well, how should you behave? Well, what's the first thing you should do is essentially go to the lorry stop, put in a good afternoon sucking off Abbo truck drivers. Go ahead and bare your throat to the one-eared dingo. Go ahead and wait for death to overtake you. Stop bothering the white man. That's what you should do. but you're not. Okay? All right, I'm looking at this here. Okay, folks, you have all sorts of wiggers, Anglo Mestizos, going ahead and saying that because people, because what happened, you know, because people who live in this particular area now, say Jews. They're known as Jews because it used to be Judeans. Well, folks, just like in America, it used to be that an American was viewed as a white man of European extraction. But that's not the case anymore. Heck, 30% chance he's a beaner. Maybe 40% chance. He's an Anglo Mestizo. He might be a Jew, might be a nigger. What happens is that, you know, things change. Things change. And in the case of Judea or Palestine, around Christ's time, you had, just like today, you had white people, you had Benjamites and Judeans and Levites. You had other Israelites who came back, but by then they were known as either Judeans or Benjamites or Levites, because essentially after being, you know, with the Judeans for 700 years, because most of them were deported by the Assyrians, essentially there were some white Judeans. But you also had Jews, critters called Jews or thought of as Jews, dirty Jews, because they were Edomites. They were descended from Esau, Jacob, Israel's brother. His first two wives were Canaanites. They were Hivite women, related to the Hittites. So here you had Jews living among the Judeans. Jesus Christ was not a Jew. He was not of the house of Satan. He was not descended from Cain. He was descended from the pure line of Adam through Seth, through Noah, through Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Israel, and then mainly to the tribe of Judah. Both houses, the white houses, not the Canaanite houses of Zerah and Perez. But he was also related to the Levites. So Jesus Christ was born of a noble family, the noblest of families, because he was of the pure line through King David, through Solomon, through Rehoboam. And therefore, he was just like some white guy. He was descended. He was not a nigger. He was not a beaner. He was a white man. So, when people say Jesus was a Jew, that's because they are repeating the shit that they heard. Now, why in the world argue with a wigger who knows it all? Who knows it all, and therefore you can't tell him anything because he already knows it. The answer is no point to it at all. Okay? Let's see here. Alrighty, Corn Cob, you have a good one, and he's already done here. Well, Ob Genderbender, you never fail to show up. I love these characters, pretend they're bored out of their little, you know, little bitty gourd. And folks, should I worry about it? Should I worry about it? The answer is no. Anyway, folks, I think I've gone ahead and covered, I guess, what I really wanted to cover. I mean, let me just go ahead and finish up here. Is that all this sort of thing came up within the past week. Greg Johnson will go ahead. He'll have a Jew or two, Robert Stark. He'll go ahead I have a few faggots. Here's Carolyn Yeager. How dare you go ahead and bring these VOR archive shows? Well, look, Carolyn, this is not your concern. You don't own any show other than the stupid cunt show here, the Heretic Hour. I don't know why you're a heretic. How about Harlot? But essentially, nobody paid any money for your pussy. The Skank Hour. Look, Carolyn, you don't have any, claim. Certainly not on Mark Weber. Not on Edgar Steele. I mean, folks, I don't have a problem. I mean, I may go ahead and send an email because I went ahead and saved a number of shows, particularly that of Peerless Skank, who did not like me, who liked censoring me. Went ahead and saved all the Edgar Steele shows. Is Edgar going to have a problem with Greggy going ahead and putting up or resurrecting his show? Hell no. So, generally, Greg probably should go ahead and use the web space. He probably has more than enough to go ahead and restore some of the archives of Voice of Retards. But, folks, the actual Voice of Retard founder was banned by Linder. Linder said he was disloyal. Disloyal to who? Linder? Yeah. Yep. No, folks, all this crap went ahead and came about the last week or so. I think it has something to do with the AOL SmackDown, maybe. There was a bogus AOL to what? Voice of Retards. Their server. And essentially, somebody pulled the plug. But what was interesting that nobody seemed to pay attention to what happened to Voice of Retards until Greggy went ahead and got one of his favorite tards to go ahead and move over to Voice of Retards. Greggy has gone ahead and said, outright, that what he's going to do is he's going to go ahead and do a bunch of internet radio shows. He's going to go ahead and expand what he has here. Whereas in Carolyn Yeager, what does she have? The Finkelschini Show? Finkelschini already has his own show. What's he going to do? Have the Alex Linder show? Fine by me. You just have so many Jew boys around that old skank. No, folks. I guess the internet's just like politics. Once you go ahead and get found out for what you are, pretty well your history. Me, I've been around for, 19 years? Of which, 1995, let's see. 17 of them on the internet. I've seen people come and go. I probably have a better knowledge of what is going on than anybody in this bowel movement. Here's Carolyn Yeager trying to go ahead and dish up some gossip, and the lying skank can't tell the truth. Can't even tell the truth even when Tan Stossel goes ahead and says the exact opposite. I got to laugh at old Corncob urged Tan Stossel to do the Kurt Maynard thing, i.e. shoot his Jew wife and shoot his Jew kids here. Even though, Kurt Maynard didn't shoot his, beaner kids. He did go ahead and shoot the beaner bitch, though. The beaner bitch's boyfriend. One or two of the kids of the beaner bitch's boyfriend. Yeah. I mean, better yet here, maybe I ought to go ahead and just shoot that old skank and put her out of her misery here. You know what I mean? So anyway. Oh, by the way, Samuelson, there's one Jew named Robert Samuelson. Where the Samuelson came up with is that old Victor Switzer. He used to be executor on VNNF. He was out to lie. He went ahead and looked up, went ahead and found something I never had, that my mother's maiden name was Samuelson. He said, there's Jews named Samuelson. There's one major one who used to write an economics textbook. But no, my great-grandfather Charles K. came over from southwestern Sweden in 1863, got drafted, and then walked 120 miles from the end of the railroad in Sioux City, Iowa, walked into the recently cleared, because folks, you had the Sioux uprising in western Minnesota, and eastern South Dakota was still Indian territory, but not after the Civil War, because Abraham Lincoln hanged about 60 of them, or had hanged about 60 of them, or hanged a bunch of them. Or this guy named, you know, this general named Pope, who, you know, went on to pretty well screw shit up, you know, when he was head of the Army of Potomac. Pretty well, he walked 120 miles with his rifle, with his gear. He got a double homestead, and he staked it on the banks of Beaver Creek, just where it goes into the Little Sioux River, on its way to the Mississippi, you know, to the Missouri, around Sioux City, Iowa. He walked that, and he put in a log cabin, and then he brought over his second cousin, who was named Swenson or Svenson, essentially Charles anglicized his name from Swenson or Svenson, I'm not quite sure which. He went ahead and brought over his second cousin, married her, and brought over her family, and essentially my mom has a whole bunch of Samuelsons and Swensons and Svensons and Ericksons, and she knows how she's related to them. To me, they're just a bunch of old South Dakota Whiggers who give me a hard time because they think I'm from Missouri and that I'm personally mean to niggers. And at least they know that, you know, beer's not, you know, too good. I mean, Pastor John Britton went ahead and talked about, this Swedish ground crew guy here named John Samuelson, who essentially loved niggers and didn't much care for beaners or Mexicans. I said, well, shit, you're probably talking about fourth or fifth cousin then. So, folks, you know, Charles was a white, you know, he was a white Swede. Well, Victor Switzer ran off about that time because Brian Rio wanted some of his man pussy from him. Went ahead and snitched him out to his boss around Pine Bluff. Then when Victor Switzer came in, he came back, and about 4 or 5 months ago, Brian reels back, and he digs up that Victor Switzer has a red nigger. He's sort of like Jeremy here. He has a red nigger grandfather, a great-grandfather, and Victor Switzer runs off for the second time. He found out Brian reels digging into his past history, finding the red nigger in the woodpile. And you don't think Victor Switzer didn't know that he had a red nigger in his woodpile? Of course he did. You have all these mamsers wanting to pretend to be Chris Sandandy, like Oba Genderbender, like Brian Reel, like Jeremy Visser. Mamsers, melungeons. And they go ahead and call you a Jew boy or something like that here. I mean, you know, look, why should I worry about that? Why should I worry about that? You have Jeremy Visser call me a Jew boy at the same time saying that I poisoned poor old Wyatt Beverly Clues by serving pork sausage-based spaghetti. I mean, which is it, Jeremy? I'm one of these, you know, millions of Jews that lived on, you know, that was raised on the Lone Prairie of South Dakota, along with these Lindsteads and the Schmidts and the Osbournes. I ain't too crazy about the Osbournes. They're a bunch of Ulstermen. Hybrid niggers, orange hybrid niggers. What happens, my granduncle was essentially convicted of stealing pigs in Sully County. So what happens is that, you know, pretty well the Samuelsons, the Swensons, the Svensons, the Ericksons, the Schmidts, the Lindsteds, you know, and the Osbournes all raised and ate pigs. With the difference that the Osbournes occasionally would steal them. So, folks, we're going to go ahead and, old skank, that ain't what they call me here. Anyway, folks, Well, Samuelson is actually Charles. Somewhere Charles decided to go ahead and anglicize it from Swenson or Svensson. He went ahead and brought a bunch of his relatives over from southwestern Sweden who didn't bother to anglicize it here. I mean, maybe some of the Svensons, S-V-E-N-S-O-N, maybe some of them went ahead and made it Swenson. But, my mother had a whole bunch of first and second cousins named Swenson and Svensson and Erickson. I'm not quite sure where that, we spent the night 6 miles, west of the Minnesota-South Dakota line here, with the Erickson's. And they were related to Mom somehow. I think they're second cousins or something. I didn't really ask here. I mean, they pretty well, old Charles, had a good deal of money. He made a good deal of money, and he, I don't know, I guess he must have brought over half the village. He married his, my sister would say, one of Mom's relatives, and they said, we're screwed up because Charles married his second cousin. And I said, well, hell, no more than anybody else here. What difference does it make? I mean, and besides, what are you going to do about it now? Hell, I mean, old Charles has been dead since 1927. I mean, what are you going to do about it now? Buried in Pierce Cemetery. I go every so often here to go ahead and look, for the relatives here. And what happens is that his homestead, Charles Samuelson's homestead, they went ahead and they tore off the second story. They tore off the store-bought rough-sawn lumber and essentially reduced it to a one-room log cabin. And now it's, Beaver Creek State Park. Yeah, State Park in Minnehaha, South Dakota. You can go ahead and look it up on the webpage here. I went up there and I seen, I said, I bet old Charles had a fit because he probably spent some good money, upgrading the damn log cabin here. I mean, usually a Swede, when he first got there, first thing he put up if he had the wood would be a log cabin. But once he had the money, the log cabin meant that he was really sort of, poor. So what he would do is he would immediately, he wouldn't go ahead and do away with the log cabin. I mean, essentially they were farmers. They weren't wasteful. They were big old thick logs here from these pin oaks that he had. He had big old pin oak trees here. I mean, that was sort of surprising here because essentially these were oak trees. These were thick pin oak trees. And essentially what he did is that he probably would have had a fit here about these people going ahead and tearing it back down to the original log cabin underneath the logs here. But on the other hand, he's dead. He's been dead for some time. Anyway, they did that. The family did that in the 70s here. So folks, I mean, I don't worry, I don't worry too much about little Jew Mamsers and Munges like Jeremy Visser and Oba Gender Bender. I mean, if they want to call me a Jew, what am I going to do about it? Okay? Martin does slander like a Jew? I don't think so. Anyway, though, folks, I mean, I really shouldn't take too seriously. I do try to go ahead and answer questions here. So, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a break and probably have one last section of Movement Third. So I'll try to figure out what I'm going to talk about. So, folks, we're going to take at least a 5-minute break. Hail victory.
Whatever you say, say nothing. When you talk about you know what, or if you know who should hear, you know what you'll get. It'll take you off, you know where, you wouldn't know how long. So if you know who sing, don't let anyone hear you sing. I think it'll be here. And whatever you say, say nothing. When you talk about you know what, or if you know who should hear, you know what you'll get. It'll take you off. You know who sings, don't let anyone hear you singing this song.
revolution here, yes. You know what he do. So if you don't see me again, you'll know why I'm away. And if anyone asks you where I've gone, here's what you must say. Whatever you say, say nothing. When you talk about you know what, first you know who's here, yes. You know what you'll get. They'll take you off. You know where we were for a long time. Don't be, you know who sing. Don't let anyone hear you singing this song. Well, that's enough about so-and-so, not to mention such-and-such. And a better end, I'm gone, I already said too much. For the less you say and the less you hear, the less you'll go astray. And the less you think and the less you do, the more you'll hear them say. Oh, whatever you say, say nothing wrong. When you talk about it, you know what. Part of you know who's here. Whatever you say, say nothing. When you talk about you know what, for if you know who should hear you, you know what you'll get. They'll take you off, you know where, but you won't know how long. So for you know who's sake, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. And whatever you say, say nothing. When you talk about you know what, for if you know who should hear you, you know what you'll get. They'll take you off.
Okay, folks, we're back for the third, or well, for the, not the third, probably fifth or sixth section, last section of the momentary for tonight. Anyway, I was going ahead and looking at something. It looks like Hadding and Whiggersquill, they go ahead and they roam from, well, place to place, and on their last one, they're going ahead and attacking Hal Covington. Here's one, well, you know, here's one thing you got to go ahead and understand, is that essentially the Jew boys are pretty well all sticking together most of the time, well, the exception of Eli James and Finkelschini, although they have pretty well the same handler, the same trainer, and the rest here. In the case of Obagenderbender, I've gone ahead and asked this several times. I mean, you know, what happened? You're no longer posting over on Finkelschini's. Is it because Finkelschini didn't need a transgendered Pisser Pusser Possum? Go ahead and stinking, you know, crap up. Pretty well, what you end up having as a result of this sort of thing is you're going to end up having sides being taken now, or sort of. I don't believe Greg Johnson is any threat to the movement. He's just trying to go ahead and sell trinkets and books and intellectual rubber goods for the weekend. Folks, if you don't like his stuff, don't go ahead and buy it. Now, I don't really see anything. Most of the time, it's rather esoteric stuff here. Obagenderbender was whining and pissing and moaning about intellectuals the other day. Obagenderbender probably, well, I went ahead and had a rather, you know, interesting paraphrase of Obagenderbender's post here. Intellectualism isn't too bad, but most of the time, it's rather worthless. It is pretty well worthless. Folks, there's really no need for it. Most people don't really have much use for intellectual materials. Going ahead and printing some Whigress who moved to India, who has her own little I Love Adolf Hitler, you know, just like Carolyn Jaeger, just like Finkelstein, just like Linder, pretend they love Hitler in order to go ahead and hide the fact that they're Jews who really hate Christian Dante. Fink, you know, Fink doesn't really like Christian Dante. He's trying to go ahead and change it. But I was going ahead and looking, and here is over on Kevin McDonald's, you end up having Hadding and Whiggersquill coming over to Kevin McDonald's. Is some post about James Edwards. And here is Hadding Meerkat, and here is Whiggersquill screeching about Tubby, 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 Tubby. Now, over on Legends, you know, Legends of the White Nationalist Movement, pretty well having, and Wiggerswill have pretty well, after 2 years, nearly 2 years, pretty well worn out their welcome, a long time ago, worn out their welcome, to where you have one moderator said, I ought to go ahead and send this thread to the lounge, unstick it, and not protect you idiots. I mean, let me see. Let me go ahead and click that. Let me go ahead and click that thread here. Let's see. Corfax Thebes. Let's see. Urban Legends of the White Nationalist Movement here. Let's see. Where am I at? You have old Kevin McConnell. Pretty well saying, let's see, where is it at? Go ahead and post it here. Well, no, agenda bender. Why should I go ahead and display one of my sock puppets here? I mean, you've not displayed anything there in your snout, your tail, and your mangina, Obi. Originally posted by heading. I think if you have a question about something on another forum, you ought to post it on that other forum, as a few other people have done. This thread has a topic, and that's not it. And by this time, Hadding, or, you know, Jake Featherstone, he's one of the moderators over on 4FagSeeps, says, you don't get to define what is on topic on this site and what is not. Since you are incapable of understanding that fact and labor under the bizarre delusion that this thread is somehow your personal property, I'm moving it to the lounge, and then star, and thus you will be free to answer the valid questions which have been put to you without having to worry about transgressing any of the restrictions of the Academy. Not that you give a shit about that, of course, but makes for a convenient fig leaf for a petty coward. What excuse are you going to use to not answer a question now? Because we all know you are about as honorable and forthright a character as Harold Covington is, and will never acknowledge, let alone attempt to explain, your obnoxious and repellent behavior. And then the star, I actually should do that. Why not? You go ahead and ban and censor people all the time, but I think what happens is that Hadding the Meerkat has gotten a license to Jew. But I don't want to give you a fake grievance. Hence, I will move the relevant post to another thread, and you can refuse to answer the questions put to you there without being able to hide behind the skirts of rules you don't care, you couldn't care less about, you preposterous little fool. And so he goes ahead and gives a thread here. Folks, you have these people who essentially are given money and aid and cover and concealment, be they old gender bender, be they Finkelshiny without no visible means of support, be they Eli James heading down to Texas and Louisiana with no visible means of support. Folks, it's understood that the vast majority of the movement doesn't really have any visible means of support. So when you have someone like Greg Johnson essentially reduced to begging for money and selling books and trinkets, at least you know what the hell he's getting the money for. He's now Zogbot. Carolyn Yeager? What the hell? How does he pay her bills? Alex Linder? Well, Alex Linder has gone ahead and said he has less than $500 a month, but it used to be understood that Trader Glenn Miller was paying the bills. Me? Well, I got an inheritance. I don't talk too much about it. In any case, though, folks, where do these people have the money to go ahead and do that? Logan has to go ahead and leave because he has a job. What does Oba Genderbender do? I mean, Oba Genderbender, what is it? Well, it's Monday around, probably 1 or 2 p.m. How come Oba Genderbender is here? Does he have a job? Not really. R.D. Bradshaw thinks that Oba Genderbender is working for the ADL. I think it's entirely possible. Oba Genderbender doesn't have to worry about his webpage taken down, even though it's essentially from Host Monster, which is part of Bluehost. I got taken down just by a little complaint from Mike Delaney and Brian Reel. If I made a complaint against Obi Gender Bender, does anybody think it Obi Gender Bender site actually be taken down? I don't. No, folks. You have all these characters without any means of support wandering from place to place. Essentially, just wandering mamsers. Be it a Wikipedia Talks to CI or wherever. Now, do I really mind that Voice of Retards pretty well went belly up? Hell no. Hell, I'm glad that Zogfoss front went ahead and went belly up. It was essentially nothing more than a G-Tard corral in which some little character, Mike Connor, who I heard original name was Cohen, went ahead and censored, everybody. And folks, just around the time the ADL was trying to make Elira James and Finkelstein into great freedom fighters for free speech here. Folks, they're just like Wigger Swill Williams here. You go ahead, you ridicule them, you make fun of them, you tell quite truthfully that Fink was sent to prison for, as a pig, going ahead and killing a Puerto Rican prisoner. Well, that's slander, that's defamation, even if it's true. So like Jeremy Visser. It's slander and gossip, you said truth about him, but it's not slander and gossip. He tells lies about you at all. Now, folks, I've heard Soldier and Pride whining that I'm going ahead and knocking down people. Folks, this show is about understanding that there is no political solution left. There's no great movement leader solution left. And that essentially the only solution is getting close to Yahweh. Getting close to Yahweh. And then going ahead among your friends and family and figuring out which ones you can take with you. Wherever you're going. The ones you can trust not to go ahead and betray you. And then what happens is that, well, for now, you essentially cull them by going ahead and getting away from them. Withdrawing yourself from them. Don't worry about what's going on, the district of corruption. Don't worry what's going on in your state capital or your county seat unless you live there. Get away from this as best you can. And then when the time comes when you have to go ahead and kill in order to save your life and to go ahead and bring about Yahweh's kingdom, then it's time to go ahead and rise up and do what needs to be done to take care of business. I went ahead and downloaded a Kindle book about essentially the Roman Empire for about 600 years after Augustus Caesar. And it pretty well ended with Heraclius here. He essentially was the Eastern Roman Emperor. He had to go ahead and take care of things. He was the governor of North Africa. North Africa had been gone ahead and fallen to the Vandals. So what he does, he flies in and he goes ahead and he managed to somehow revive the Eastern Empire. Just as they have their last war with Parthia, just before a new religion called Islam comes in. And what happens is that essentially it goes ahead and takes over Persia. These two warring empires went ahead and battled each other to a bloody draw. And then here comes Muhammad's Arabs. And they go ahead and they take Iraq. They go ahead and take Persia. They go ahead and take everything of the Eastern Empire except for Turkey. And you go ahead and read the barbarian invasions coming in and taking the tax dollars needed to provide for the army for defense here. In many cases, these people went ahead and welcomed the barbarians in. Because they wouldn't be taxed as much. They wouldn't have as much tax collector taking their food. You go ahead and read that in the first century AD, people lived as long and as healthy as they ever did before the modern era, after 1800. But then, what you go ahead and read is that by the second century, there is stagnation, there is decline all across. And then, after that, it's just wandering around trying to plug up the holes. Well, that's what today's Zog Babylon is. Just trying to go ahead and plug up the holes for a collapse here. Now, is our wonderful bowel movement, our so-called white nationalists, which goes ahead and lets in Jews like Fink and Eli James and Mamzers like Brian Real and Melungeons like Jeremy Visser and Dan Johns and Brian Wright, is that going to go ahead and save us? No. That goes ahead and lets anonymous pisser-pusser possums in, like Obi Genderbender? That's going to save us? No. Not at all. What you had is that for some reason, Voice of Retards got pulled the plug on about the same time as the so-called ADL false flag shenanigans occurred toward the beginning of this month. And I'm going to go ahead, I don't know, I sort of see a tie-in between the two. So as a result here, is old Finkelsheenyite Pickle Cunt, Carolyn Yeager, along with Alex Linder, who more and more and more everybody is seeing a Jew in. Finkelsheeny, who everybody normal sees a Jew in. Are they going to go ahead and save white nationalism, Christian identity? Hell no. There's nothing to save. I mean, it's just nothing but wall-to-wall mamzers, like John Britton told me last year. Why are you buying save it? The answer is that what I'm trying to do is to whatever white people listen, I'm trying to urge them to get out of it. Don't send your money. Don't pay attention. Don't send your IP numbers to data miners like Obi Genderbender. Don't bother with it. In the States, I have no idea. I was talking to a man 3 years younger than me. I hadn't seen for years. He used to go to the Worldwide Church of God. He's with a Herbert Splinter. He believes the British identity message, like Herbert used to teach. Folks, when I was 1976? I'm 19 years old. At the feast, they have 156,000 people attending the Feast of Tabernacles and the various, major and minor feast sites in the United States and in Canada. And then about another 20,000 elsewhere around the world. Okay? Folks, there are a lot of people. I mean, I'll listen to, Newskike and Lloyd Davies talk about Christian identity. They were getting it wrong. They were talking about the six-day beast. They were talking about the difference between the Edomites and John 8:44. Folks, I mean, it is an interesting topic, but most of the time they get it dead wrong. What you got to understand is that unless Yahweh goes ahead and calls you, you can't and you won't understand at all. You won't understand. You won't be able to understand. So what to do? The answer is you worry about saving yourself. I was listening about a couple months ago to show number 3 when John Britton says Alex Linder's a Jew. Look at his Crohn's disease. Look at his Jew ascades here. Here's Linder essentially going ahead. Here comes this Mishko character, probably the most decent of the Voice of Retards, who did not censor the comment section of the show, wouldn't allow Mike Connor to go ahead and do it. And then once he went ahead and left, Mike Connor, had free reign to go ahead and censor. And essentially about a year or two ago, he just said, screw comments. I'm not going to go ahead and allow any comments on it at all. And I was saying, what the heck? Why? Why should anybody go ahead and listen? Hell, allow Obi Genderbender to go ahead and speak. Okay, well, I believe Christianity is a racial religion. Once you understand who you are, once you understand who's who and who's Jew, what they do makes sense. Why they do it makes sense. All together. Well, Linder's attitude toward Christianity shouldn't be misunderstood because, well, Linder is a Jew. You know what I mean? So, let's see here. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and, I'm looking at the chat. I'm not quite sure. Looks like Unknown hung up. Hopefully, he ain't talk shoe tarred here. Let's go ahead and look at this sort of thing. Okay. Well, it looks like the thing is up here. For some reason, the Dick Weltney won't allow me to go ahead and write anything in the chat room here. Okay, well, all right, well, finally went ahead and allowed me to go ahead and say something here, you know what I mean? Yeah. Okay, looks like old Genderbender went ahead and left here, I think. Yep, looks like the critter's gone here. Anyway, folks, you have these people, they show up, and when it comes down to it, they're not able to explain themselves at all. They're not able to explain themselves. Increasingly, what I go ahead and see in the case of Kevin McDonald, 2 months ago? He went ahead and simply said, I don't want to hear any whole hoax revisionist articles. And he pretty well sided with Greg Johnson. You end up having, based upon who or what you are, you end up having Alex Linder and Carolyn Yeager and Finkelschini essentially hanging together with Hattie Scott and Will Williams. Folks, what does Alex Linder, who hates Christian identity, real Christian identity, why is he running around demanding that, you know, on his webpage, you go ahead and talk about Covington, you talk about me, you talk about, well, Hunter Wallace, you talk about being Christian identity, you're immediately sent to the Tard Corral. By the way, he went ahead and banned yesterday a Ward Kendall sock puppet, or was it 2 days ago? He banned a Ward Kendall sock puppet, and he Tard Corralled OPTT Tony. But here he is, essentially going to ask him out with Finkelschini at Pickle Cut, Carolyn Yeager, and Bill Fink. Folks, there are a bunch of Linder's meerkats who are not comfortable with a Jew boy like Fink. And Carolyn Yeager, they say she sounds screechy. She sounds like some dried up old heifer. They don't really like Linder going ahead and making that arrangement. But Linder insists upon it. Who'd have thunk it? Answer? What do you go ahead and say is the reason for? Answer? You have Jews like Alex Linder. Jews like Fink. Married to Jew mamzers like Tan Staffel and Carolyn Yeager, who essentially is a Jew hag. She may not be a Jew herself. Some people say she looks like a Jew. She certainly sounds like a Jew. She censors like a Jew. And they define defamation, slander, and libel the same way a Jew would. If you say it against them, even if it's true, like Jeremy Vissett says, it's a lie. But if you go ahead and tell the truth, why, hey, it's a lie too. But they get to go ahead and slander you all they want. Yeah, they define us as a Jew. Why do they do that? The answer is because they're Jews. All right? So anyway, let's see here. Well, actually, I got working pretty good tonight here. In any case here, folks, what you end up having is you end up having sides being taken, and they're being taken by who's who and who's you. The intellectuals are going with, you know, intellectuals and faggots in Covington, and to a limited extent I am essentially taking the side of Greg Johnson. And the Jew boys, Finkelschini, Carolyn Yeager, Hadding Scott, Will Williams, all these people who supposedly are against Christianity and against Christian identity in particular, why are they going ahead and going along with, well, Carolyn Yeager? Answer, they're Jews, or they're paid by Jews, or they're, Ashkenazi Defecation League, false fronts. Makes sense to me. Well, I mean, it just depends. Oh, by the way, I was going here looking to ask Sally what she had to say about CI Tards. I don't believe she knows any real deep woods, dual seed line Christian identity people. Ones who do not tell her that she's Christian that they're Christian identity. Ones who don't go ahead, unlike Steve Elder, say, I'm Christian identity. Want to go ahead and be wife number 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6? Want to go ahead and bear my little hook-nosed pisser possums to breed out the ass from crones? Does Axelella really know any real Christian identity people? Answer, no. She just knows the wandering mamsers of Wikipedia talks to CI who like claim they're Christian identity. That's who she knows. And she sees them, like Steve Elder, Command Dork McFag, Bill Fink, Eli James, Brian Reel, Carolyn Yeager. And she, when she goes there, well, I'm me. I mean, I'm viewed as somewhat, quite a madman. But folks, I have a totally different message than Finkelschini does. At least I know what Christian identity is about. And I'd like to go ahead and, Soldier and Pride may go ahead and be all pissy here because I say a number of people are Jews that he essentially hasn't detected. And let me go ahead and grant. I wasn't the one who went ahead and jumped on the bandwagon about Alex Linder being a Jew, but I think he is a Jew. I think he has Jew genetics. I think he has, a good deal of Jew in his genetic woodpile. I think he's a self-loathing Jew. And so do quite a few other people. So think, I went ahead and I disagreed about him being a Jew. And, Pastor John Britton and a few others went ahead and got on my case for it. When I went ahead and discovered he was a lying sociopath, when I went ahead and looked at his sister, Bridget Thor Thompson, looks like a caucus, sort of like Sally Jesse Raphael. Big old camel nose. I mean, big old long camel nose. Fink got the nose. He has a snout sort of like a nigger's, really. Than Jews. He's a Jew name. Far more than Samuelson. There is nothing good. There is nothing nice. There is nothing decent about William Fink. Most of the time, just like any other criminal, he went ahead and looked the first word he looked up for Greek was the Greek word for fuck. The second one was for shit. I need to go ahead and compile a list of Finkelschini's wonderful classical allusions here, which he'll go ahead and, dwell upon. And this was before I went ahead and figured out Fink. Fink went ahead and was essentially like a Jew boy lying to me. Pulled a fast one on me before I went ahead and found out at the Newton County Public Library on October 13th, 1:30 p.m., that Fink had pulled a fast one on me. Like a nigger or a Jew, he pulled a fast one on me. And later on, I found out that Fink was gloating about how he pulled a fast one on me. Just like any criminal. Well, okay, Fink. Now you got, just like every Jew, you have somebody who's on to you. And once they're on to you, what are you going to do? Like any Jew, you need to live like a parasite off in your prey. But what happens when your prey no longer allows you to eat, no longer allows you to get any nourishment, allows you no peace, allows you no prey. What happens to you, Jew boy? Well, same thing happened to you during the Middle Ages when small little countries would expel you. Like England expelled you for about the longest time of 350 years from 1290 until, what, 1650 or so? No, Jew boy? Generally, you know, Harold Covington credits England for advancing because it had the longest time without Jews. And going ahead and allowing Jews who claim to be Christian or Christian identity among you is a surefire way of bringing serpents into your bosom. Need to be Jew-wise. Need to be Mamzer-wise. The reason we have the way things are going here, essentially there's too few white people and too many Mamzers and Jews stealing what little remains. You need to think about it. Folks, this last little thing about voice of retards, I mean, essentially, what gets me is it must have been gone for a couple months, for a couple weeks, and nobody knew about it. Now, was it gone for, how long was it gone for? I don't know. About a week or so, I went ahead and looked, and it was up. So maybe it wasn't gone for a couple weeks, but there was a time when it was gone, and all of a sudden, it's gone, and now everybody got to talk about it. I think it's part of the ADL false flag of going ahead and having censoring Jew boys and evil twats like Carolyn Yeager pose as free speech advocates when there are no such thing. As leaders in free speech for white nationalism and Christian identity. Come on. You go ahead, you whine about one-on-one taking you down when your little buddy Brian Real was the one who went ahead and complained to one-on-one. No. What's going to happen? Think Lashini's not going to sue one-on-one for kicking him off. Finkelstein isn't going to go ahead and set up any organization. Finkelstein's talking like he wants to set up an organization to combat Jew censorship. And here they are whining about libel, slander, and defamation as they define it. I went ahead and took a bunch of screenshots. Here they are, close, tight as can be, by Finkelstein to prevent any commentary about Finkelstein's past. And you're going to talk against censorship when you're practicing it? Not going to happen. Not going to happen. Well, it looks like Obagender Bender and Marty is a chomo, you know, two pisser possum. Jew mams are criminals. Working in tandem, looks like they went ahead and called it a night. So I might as well call it a night, too. So I'm going to go ahead and say, hail victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night. Oh, by the way, oh, Sultry and, you know, Pride, I mean, what? How do you think there's any possible solution other than letting nature take its course and essentially, just like it says in the Bible, that the Great Tribulation will be about civil war, will be about collapse, as essentially there's no longer any way to go ahead and keep from that here. You don't have any solution. My solution is decentralization of the movement into, what, 10,000 warlords ruling over about, what, 10 million white people and essentially 120 million Uyghurs and 170 million Mamzers dying altogether. Is it a pleasant picture? Nope. Is it an accurate one? Probably more so than any. I'm just urging you not to save the world. I'm urging you to save yourself. And since this is a Christian identity program, I'm asking you, if you're smart, to go ahead and ask Yahweh to save you as well. That's what I'm advocating. Yahweh to save you as well. But if you don't want to believe in Yahweh, then you know, what do you have with me going ahead and essentially saying, don't rely on the Jews to take care of you, don't rely on the government to take care of you, don't rely on idiot Whiggers or Mamsers or Beaners or anything else to take care of you. If you don't want to believe or pray that Yahweh will take care of you, you still need to go ahead and work on saving yourself, don't you? Sure you do. So folks, I'm going to go ahead. Killing Jews is a solution that can work. Go ahead and give it a shot. See how well, come back and tell you if you're alive how well it worked, okay? Well, you have on your mind certain beliefs here that you've already had programmed by Jews, by the Whigger Factory, and essentially I can't go ahead and knock them out. Only Christ can go ahead and call you. And it's far be it from me to go ahead and tell Christ what he should do, whether he should open your ears. Christ talked to the people of his generation in parables, and his disciples asked why. He said, well, it wasn't to make them understand, it was to make so they wouldn't understand. Because if they were able to understand, they would beg for forgiveness, and Christ would have to heal them. And essentially, he was not ready to set up his kingdom on earth. That's why there is, following the Great Tribulation, there is a millennium where white people, at least that's what the Worldwide Church of God preached, where white people could be resurrected with a chance to go ahead and choose good. But you go ahead and read that, you know, the minute the Satan has turned loose, the vast majority, you know, critters will go ahead and rebel against Yahweh. They will go ahead and rebel and be burnt up. And then, and only then, shall be the great judgment day. And unlike Eli James, unlike Finkelstein, who are universalists, or more like universalists, I do not believe that non-whites without souls, or Jews who are the spawn of Satan, born evil, will be resurrected. Only white people will be resurrected to answer for their sins. And the good shall be given eternal life because their name will be written in the book of life. And the non-good white people who had a soul, who had a little bit of a black box recording things, since they will not be written in, there is no book of death, but since they are not written in the book of life, they will be cast in the lake of fire. And then it shall end, because death and hell shall be cast in the lake of fire, because there will not be any need for them anymore. And that's Christian identity belief. Okay? Okay, well, Sultry and Pride, you believe what you believe here. But if Jesus Christ wasn't the Savior, wasn't the Messiah, then why should you believe any of it? What you want to do is you want to go ahead and pick bits and pieces that feels good to you. And you're not worshiping Jesus Christ. You're not worshiping Yahweh. You're worshiping yourself, like Mona Montgomery. Value meal Christianity. I get to pick and choose. I get to go ahead and pick up God like a little puppy dog here. I'm ready to love you, God. I'm ready to love you, Yahweh. You're under me here. I mean, oh, look, Yahweh. You're going to go ahead and wag your tail. Sort of like my little puppy dog, my little Belzy pup, when I allow him to jump in my lap and wag his tail, and he licks me on the face here, and then, oh, I get mischievous, and I decide to go ahead and pull his tail, and he can't go ahead and bite me because essentially his tail is beyond where he can sit on my lap. So he tries to go ahead and claw on my beard. And so I go ahead and let him down. You want to go ahead and make Yahweh and Jesus Christ into less. than my little black puppy dog. Little Bale's a pup. My little old black bastard. My little nigger pup. You want to go ahead and pick and choose what you want to believe. So rather, what you ought to do is you ought to go ahead and join Cousin Mongoloid Hardy, or Hardy Mongoloid, I forget which. He went ahead and came up with the first Church of Solipsism. Cut out the middleman. Don't believe in Yahweh. Don't believe in Christ. Don't believe in, you know, Buddha or Muhammad or Allah or whatever. Just worship yourself and have done with it. But you already go ahead and worshiping yourself. If you don't believe in anything, what is there to believe in? All you have left is your appetites, your wants, your needs. No, you are end up worshiping yourself, Soltrian Pride. I don't even see why you have Soltrian Pride. What happens if Soltrians lived, what, 16,000 years ago? With 2,000? The Clovis points are, what, 14,000? A Kennewick man? You're believing in a people. You're having pride in a people who ain't even your relatives. Because they're dead. They've been dead for 16,000 years. Killed by red niggers. Or they went ahead and bred in with them. So, in any case. Folks, I'm just simply saying the smart thing is that things are falling apart. Don't follow your movement leaders. If you want to go ahead and send a few dollars to Covington's Northwest Front. You want to move to the Northwest? I don't have a problem with that. I don't have much use for Alex Linder at all. I think he's a Jew. Certainly none for Finkelstein. I think he's a Jew. Don't have much use for most of the great movement leaders. I have a little bit of use for Covington. A little bit of use for Greg Johnson if he had something I wanted, and he don't. But occasionally I go ahead and listen to them here, and okay. All right, this is much so-called high culture as I can stand. But folks, don't take any of these movement leaders seriously. You need to go ahead and work on something important to you, like saving your own life and saving the lives of those who you love and who you want to go ahead and carry with you, because there's going to be some rough times ahead. And you might end up having to go ahead and kill people who may not have done you no harm, but who are about to do you harm, just like a bunch of zombies running around, but smarter and more dangerous. No, folks, things are getting bad. And that's why you need to go ahead and save yourself. And if you need a code of morals, the Bible does give it to you. The Bible doesn't want you to go ahead and be killed by Jews, the spawn of Satan. The Bible doesn't want you to go ahead and be killed by man's abominations. The Bible doesn't want you to die of Uyghur stupidity. Yahweh went ahead and had the Bible written so we could understand. But you have to have Jesus Christ go ahead and come into your heart, and he has to choose you. And I have no idea as to who Jesus Christ chooses anymore. Any more than, well, here I was at the Crowder College Truck Driving School, and I graduated at the bottom of my class at 22. And a year later, there were only three of us still driving a truck. Most of them who graduated well higher didn't last more than the first month driver training session. I lasted 1 year, 2 years, and later on, over the next 4 or 5 years, I'd drive a truck on and on, off and on. No, folks, you need to go ahead and work on saving your own life here. And the purpose of this show is to tell you what is going on in the bowel movement during the last half week. And you can go ahead and listen to it or not. Up to you. We need to do what Jews do. Well, you know, generally you belong on the Joe Adams show here. He believes that we can outlie and outsmart Jews here. We can whine our way, victimize our way, save white people by whining like a pussy. For the Jews have mercy on us. The Negroes have mercy on us, huh? I don't know. Search and Pride, you really more belong on the Joe Adams Show. And let me just go ahead and say, that's an entertaining show. Probably more so than mine is. In case, folks, I'm going to go ahead and call. Well, they do. What happens is that there are jobs in the Northwest. You need to go there to get one of them in the Northwest, if you're going to the Northwest. And I'd say the Northwest is better than Detroit, better than New Jersey, better than Florida, Texas, California. By all means, do what you think is necessary for you to survive. Do far more. Do what you need to survive. And don't apologize for doing what you need to do. In any case, folks, I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. I'm going to go ahead and say, Hail Victory. May y'all be blessed. Good night. White men clad in black are we, hi-yi-oh-ho, and we'll stamp out the tyranny, hi-yi-oh-ho. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the corn at long, let red blood flow. When Adam delved and Eve defend, Kyrie-lei-i, all who was then the ruling land, Kyrie-lei-i. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. For white men their rifles shoot, the Jews are laid low. On sogling neck, we stomp our boots to stamp out that vote. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. The regime must only love its great, hi-yi-oh-ho. The love of God our only need, hi-yi-oh-ho. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. We'll conquer for our cause is right, hi-yi-oh-ho. Our sons won't have to go and fight, hi-yi-oh-ho. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow.